107 Radio Show listened to by at least a dozen people.
Is this radio?
This is our show.
Is this what radio is?
Evildoers. That's who we are.
We're a little bit better than Suck, but we're still pretty close to that Suck level.
Lunatic Radio.
LunaticRadio.com. We give guys wood.
God, your mic.
You turned it up!
I know, you just screamed that and I just wanted to die.
Sorry.
Holy mackerel, everybody.
Sorry.
Holy mackerel.
Holy.
Welcome to the show that is not a show because the chick dicked us.
Dicked. And not in the good way, dicked.
Yeah. Wait.
Actually, yeah.
Chicks don't dick.
Oh,
woo, literally
good thing.
Dick. All right,
that could have been bad.
Anyway, it's the LunaticRadio.com show, everybody, on the air. I'm your host, Cameron McCann. Alongside me, partner in crime, is the CEO, Rocket.
Yo!
We used to have a guy who sat in a chair across the thing from me, named Ronnie Beans, but he's no longer on the show, so it's Rocket.
It's just me.
And Rocket's really good at what he does.
No,
so,
I'm not.
He is the partner in crime, LunaticRadio.com show. Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUN. That's 206-202-5666.
Five!
Lots of drunk calls
good
this week from the people, and we're going to need them.
Yes, because we got nothing.
Because Rocket and I are drinking.
Right.
Because we were supposed to have Kate Frost in studio tonight to guest host the program. Kate Frost is an adult film star. She's very hot. She's beautiful. She's got big, fun bags, and she's a fun chick.
And we've had her on in the past.
The only problem with Kate Frost is that Kate Frost is
unpredictable.
Right. Unpredictable.
Unpredictable. She's like the weather. Ha ha.
Right. Yeah, post-game show brought to you by, not Kate Frost, because she's never here.
The whiff.
How many times has Kate Frost told us she's going to come to the show or call
this
into
would be
the show?
She's one for three. She's batting a .333 right now with a slugging percentage around like 200 because she was drunk most of the first time.
Now, if we were on the Sirius Satellite Radio or XM Radio or maybe at some like hip-hopping radio station right now broadcasting to about 60,000 people at a clip, we could just go, hey, we need hoas for the show.
And they'd line up.
20 minutes, bing, bang, boom, we got hoas. Not saying Kate Frost is a whore.
Right.
Or anybody, any other female that comes into this studio.
Right.
But we're just saying we could get chicks.
Sure.
If we had, you know, the ability to be on a radio station with lots of listeners.
But why can't we?
Because there's no whores this far out on Long Island. That's why, Rocket.
You're not even on the map.
So we're going to fill tonight with a lot of stuff.
This is going to be 3 hours of filler, really isn't nothing different if you think about it.
Yeah, it's pretty much what the show is all the time.
It just sounds like the third person.
It's kind of weird, though, because, you know, Rocket and I haven't done a show just us in a while.
In a long while.
I don't know. When was the last time we've done this?
I can't recall.
Oh, Rocket's getting a text message.
Oh, here it comes. We're going to be doing this all night. Okay, so should we update her? Oh,
yeah.
631. That's
That is Heidi.
Yes.
From Chaos Radio.
Dang, tonight's not good for me. Thanks for asking, though.
All right. Hold on. There goes our backup co-host.
There goes. All right.
But we're going to have Heidi down from Chaos Radio in a couple weeks. She's going to come down before she goes on her big trip wherever she's going.
Ugh.
By the way, congratulations to Heidi from Chaos Radio. If you didn't listen to the Chaos Radio show on Cringe Humor Radio, welcome all those listeners, by the way. Heidi broke a streak, I think. Or a thing. She did a thing.
Streak or a thing.
She had a thing and she broke it.
Oh, is this more stuff we can't talk about?
You remember the thing I had?
Yeah.
The 8-year thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Heidi had one of them, but it was like with a certain sex.
You got a 50-50 shot.
Right. Like, I have a 30-year drought with males.
Right.
I've never had sex with a male.
Right.
Thank God.
But you're trying.
I've not been raped or anything. Haven't been to jail. Don't plan on going to jail anytime
soon.
You'll
do what you gotta, though.
Yeah. So Heidi had a 12-year drought, I believe, with the females.
Sure.
And maybe she met one. I don't know.
Did
happened.
Something? A little action?
I'm not going to. I don't know if she wants us to be talking about
that's
it.
That's for their show.
Yeah,
come
it's
on.
For their show. You know what? You know what we'll do tonight? We'll just do like...
Hang out, just sit around.
We'll
watch
do Howard Stern stuff.
Ooh.
And we'll do Owen. We'll just do their shows.
Yes! Starving.
Can we do that? We'll do Ron and Fez.
Oh, Fez.
We'll do some Rick D's. Is he on the radio anymore, Rick D's?
I don't think so.
We know who's not on the planet anymore.
Ooh, who's not?
Wait.
Oh.
Breaking news. Comedian Richard Jenny?
Yes.
Dead.
No.
Dead.
That's the wrong...
He died.
Done.
What happened?
He said, Slater.
He said, Slater.
He's like, GTG, LOL. That's gotta go.
He bombed one last time.
Gun to head, full trigger.
What's
allegedly.
The story? Can you Google it?
I think so.
Because I don't even know the story. You told me this right before the show that comedian Richard Jenny committed suicide with a gun to the head, pull trigger type of thing.
And I won't lie. I found out via a phone call I had with a friend prior to the show.
Oh, great. This could be totally wrong.
No. Because here we go. The official Richard Jenny homepage.
All right.
Warning. Visiting a website may harm your computer. Stop.
You can't
what?
Google it. Do a Google news search on Richard Jenny.
Google news.
Is how it, sad is it?
Is this one end?
How sad is his career if you Google news right now? Richard Jenny, put Richard Jenny in Google News and nothing pops up.
He loses.
Maybe that's why he put the gun to his head and pulled the trigger.
You realize he didn't even make Google. All right, it's loading. Here we go.
All right, here
hold
we go.
On.
Oh, what? Everybody's flocking to the story?
Come on, guys. We're trying to find out.
Guy played governors like 6 months ago. Couldn't even sell that fucking
thing.
Oh,
this is fantastic. So I went to this one website. Like the first line it says in its column, who's Richard Jenny, you might ask?
Right, exactly. Who is Richard
now
Jenny?
Now you know exactly why he... The comedic talent may not seem important to many born after 1985, but for those of us who wore out numerous tapes of old-school HBO comic relief specials, Richard Jenny was a staple of the late 80s, early 90s stand-up scene. Mm-hmm. Trying to theorize on why Jenny might have chosen to take his life this weekend is too morbid a game for us. In the end, it boils down to this. Dude was funny. Dude is deceased, and it's a shame.
Oh.
So please enjoy Jenny's take on the female reproductive cycle. Oh, so they gave a YouTube clip. This is awful news. This is not real news. This is certainly not the New York Times.
But it is true that he died. He committed suicide this weekend.
Yes.
What day did it say? No one even knows.
No one cared. Everyone's finding out after the fact.
Why is his death actually funnier than his
An autopsy was performed Monday on comic Richard Jenny, but the cause of death won't be known for several weeks, according to Los Angeles County Coroner's Office. Jenny died Saturday from a gunshot wound. He was 49. It was reported to us possible suicide. Coroner's Captain Ed Winter said Monday he did not disclose what kind of weapon was used. No suicide note was found. Jenny died Saturday at Cedars-Sinai Medical Center. LAPD found Jenny alive but gravely injured after responding to a call that morning from a woman who said, "My boyfriend just shot himself in the face."
Yikes.
He loses.
And he didn't even die instantly?
No!
Oh, God. He's a failure in suicide.
He's a hacky suicider.
Dude, how can you shoot yourself in the face? And screw it up.
Besides his stand-up act, Jenny, real name Richard John Colangelo, was a regular on The Tonight Show, a guest of both Johnny Carson and Jay Leno. Well, there you go to date him. He was on Carson.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Filler. Jenny's film credits include The Mask, The Aristocrats, National Lampoon's Dad's Week Off. Never saw that one. Did you even hear that one? National Lampoon's Dad's Week Off and Bird Hollywood Burn. Okay.
Exactly Patrick from CringeHumor.net.
Oh boy, he's
checking in.
Good.
I heard Carlos Mencia stole Jenny's bullet and plans to use it lots.
Get Patrick on. Patrick coming on next week.
Patrick will be co-hosting the program.
Is he going to bail out like a porn star? He probably will.
By the way, I'm checking out, as Rock is reading the news there, I'm checking out the chat room here. And everybody
ye old?
The webcams for the I Suffer. Shout out to you for doing a bong hit right on the webcam there. That was a big bong hit, too. That guy just powered down that fucking bong hit.
Have we already gone to checking out bong hits in the chat room? Have we already gotten to that point?
I really want to talk about Richard Jenny.
Oh, okay.
But there's not much to talk about. Sorry.
Not because we can, because there just realistically isn't much.
You really deliver much.
I mean, it's sad. I mean, don't get us wrong.
Oh, yeah, we're not knocking it. It's horrible, man. If somebody committed suicide, his life, he was probably miserable.
Was he really that miserable, though? Come on. Dude, he had a decent life.
If you're going to put a gun to your face and pull the trigger and screw it up, you're miserable.
Guess so.
You're a failure in life.
And you couldn't even do that. It was like from Fight Club where he shot his face off.
Point blank. It's not even point. It's better than point blank.
Negative
range.
Blank.
Yeah.
Negative point blank. Yeah, because it's in your mouth.
That would have been like if he really would have been like the
no,
worst of worst screw ups if he put the gun in his mouth and fucked it up. Didn't like kill himself. If you put a gun in your mouth and you pull the trigger and you don't die. I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I always wonder that about
what?
People that, like, committed suicide but lived. Like what usually happens to them? How do they feel about themselves? Do they enter this, like, altered state of reality because, like, they wanted to die but they're still alive? Like, they're still in the place that they didn't want to be in.
Some of them have that, like, born-again shit. Like, oh, God really has me here to
they
do
fag up. They fag up.
Yeah, they fag up. They always do some sort of shit. If you're miserable, fucking stay miserable and live it out, you fucks. That's what I do. I'm kidding. I'll be Richard Jenning. Like, no, I'm not. Kidding. I'm funnier than Richard Jenning.
Really? You will go that far?
I will go that far that I'm funnier than Richard Jenning.
The masses listening out there?
I will take a well, it's not a leap. I'll take a tippy toe. Because it's really not that hard to be funnier than Richard Jen. We know it would have been great if he did it on stage.
Now that's hilarity.
Yeah, and screwed it up.
Then everyone would laugh at a joke. Awesome. Then he'd find a reason for living.
Yeah.
See, it all makes sense now.
By the way, Richard Jenny's number one fan, Polish Bob, my best buddy.
Seriously?
In the whole world. Yeah.
Really?
The guy who's funny without trying to be funny.
Hey, I just got word from Chaos Chris, as we were talking about Heidi before.
Mm-hmm.
She had fun with a female. That's what it was. She ended that draft.
Fun with a female.
Chris Heidi said because they discussed it last week, we can freely talk about it.
Freely talk about it, Heidi from Chaos Radio.
She got the dildo on.
She'll be on here in a couple weeks.
Dildo magic.
So if you don't know who she is, you'll find out eventually. Yeah, she had fun with the female. Not bad. Not bad for Heidi.
You know, we were talking, I guess you want to get into this, how we were talking about if this was your girlfriend, would you want to be in the room? You know, if she was with another lady?
Exactly.
Would you want to be in the room? That's the question.
Now, I did have that, even though you people know that my fucking sex life blows fucking donkey dick.
Wow.
It blows like Richard Jenny's fucking head right now with a hole in it. Like the wind just
blows right through it.
Right through his face. But I did at one point get offered a threesome, two chicks, and declined.
Why?
Because one was my girlfriend.
So? Why?
I don't know. I thought it would fuck shit up, so I didn't want to do it.
You're afraid she would have left you?
No. I don't know. I just didn't want to do it. I thought it would be fucking weird. But the other chick was smoking, too. Bro.
You're an idiot,
like,
man.
I could almost say that the other chick was hotter than my girlfriend.
Oh, really? You had a hot girlfriend.
Yeah. The other one was like, yeah, huge can. She was brunette.
What are you
tan.
Doing? Where is your head sometimes?
She had a badunk-a-dunk.
That's ass for us from America.
She had one of them eyes. You know those eyes? That eyes?
Two of them?
She had two. Two eyes.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Breaking new ground right
when
there with
that
the chick.
Happen? When do you meet a chick with two eyes?
Nose? Did she have a nose?
Yeah, I believe she did. And we were in college at the time, so you know.
When you're at your peak of nonsense.
You know marijuana and beers would have been involved. It would have been awesome.
Oh,
and I turned it down.
You turned it down. You're like, no, just want to sit home.
Yeah.
Watch The Price is Right.
Apparently that day I was wearing my cunt. Pussy.
Oh, that's what that means?
I like doing a show with you, Rug. This is funny. We don't have to pay attention to anything.
We don't have to do anything.
We don't have to entertain.
Suddenly we feel like because there's not a third person here, we feel like we don't have to entertain anybody.
Right, so would you do, like, if your chick...
Right, if she... Oh, I'd be totally down with it. I'll be totally down
with
it.
What if your chick went out, right,
mm-hmm.
with the girls one night?
Okay.
You stayed home.
Right.
And she met some chick.
Okay.
Went home with this chick.
Okay, went back to this other lady's house. Okay.
And, you know, they banged. They clicked the mouses.
I give her a high five.
You wouldn't feel like that's like a cheating thing?
Nah, I wouldn't. Now, if she did it again with the same girl, I'd start to wonder. Third time, we got a problem. One time, that's okay.
So you don't feel that if your girl has sex with another girl... right. even when she's dating you.
It doesn't bother me. It's not cheating at all? To me, it doesn't bother. No, to me, it doesn't seem like cheating. If it's just simply for having fun and wanting to get your rocks off in a different way, go, skedaddle. Have a party. But like I said, twice, I slept with one. The third time, we got a problem.
What if she has sex with that chick, right, then comes back to your place, tells you she had sex.
Okay.
And then for like the next 2 days, she's going, oh, man, man. And she just keeps on talking
yeah,
about
she
it.
Saw, all right, yeah, if she continues to, because then it starts to seem like, okay, I feel pointless. See, for her to just do it and come home and it's the end of it, she just wanted to have the fun, fine.
Mm-hmm.
But if she spent a few days after still talking about it, then, I mean, obviously, she's thinking more than just a fun night.
My question is, at what point do you break out the duct tape and brick? And just like, beat her.
Kieran's logic. One in doubt, duct tape and brick.
It shuts him up.
Wait, did you sneeze? Where's the duct tape? What is that? Breathing? How dare you in my house?
All right, this is what I'll do. If my chick went out and was just like...
What if she said, come on, Kieran, join us. Like, not you could be in the room. You could be in the room. Does that make you feel better?
Maybe I would say okay if I could sit in the corner and power jack. I think maybe I could
that.
That
would be good.
That'd be all right.
With the duct tape and brick outside, mm-hmm. just in case.
Mm-hmm. Or there would have to be some stipulations. Like, if I was going to allow my girl to bang another chick,
mm-hmm.
It would have to be some sort of stipulation. Like, I get to do some really dirty shit to
her. Now, here's something.
Like,
okay.
The next time we have sex.
Your chick gets down and dirty with another chick, but that third party puts a strap on. Now, how do you feel about it? Now your girlfriend's getting fucked over stickcam.com. Fucked. How do you feel now?
Not good.
Not good.
No, because you know those fucking dildos. Those things are monstrous.
Suddenly you feel like a little like
next almond. Time I bang her, I'm gonna have to fucking dive in with my head.
Compare.
I feel like a fucking triple ginger, whatever the fuck they call it.
Chaos Chris saying a strap on would be a bit much.
Yeah, no strap ons.
That's over the line.
No, I'm starving though.
So a little licky licky is okay?
I don't know.
Come on! These are legitimate hypotheticals. Can hypotheticals be legitimate? I think so. Come on. I'm thinking about, I don't know if I'd like the dildo.
Patrick from cringehumor.net.
Kill the bitch.
A dildo is bigger than Kieran. Of course it is.
Of course. You know what we should do tonight? We should have like chicks call in.
Chicks.
Make us feel better. Because we were stood up. I think we were stood up.
Right, our smittens. You know how we do this like smitten thing? And it's been like a theme on the show for the past couple of months. I'm smitten, Rocket's smitten, blah, 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 blah.
Different reasons,
yeah, it's
of course.
not going too well.
Yeah, we're striking out left and right.
Yeah, my smitten won't even return a phone call, and Rocket's smitten says she's coming. She's,
and then she doesn't.
Dude, this girl, Kate, sends you like MySpace messages,
yeah.
And I'm just like, I could almost power jack to them if they were to me.
Right. Oh, yeah, you saw it? Yeah. She sent me nice little
boy
messages.
Toy shit. Like,
fantastic.
Boy toy, dude.
Look at you checking out my MySpace page.
Yeah, I know.
You're a homo.
I love you. But I was reading it and I was like, fucking boy toy, how do you get to that point?
And you know, I was like, oh, I was about to email and be like, look what Kate wrote on my MySpace page. But I held back.
Tonight would have been one of the most like momentous occasions for a person who watches porno.
Without a doubt.
Because you would have been one of the few guys in this world, right?
Mm-hmm.
Who would watch a porno chick on your computer or on film or whatever.
Right.
And actually have the opportunity to talk to her. You know, meaning like you're smitten with her, you love
right.
her, you watch all of her films.
That's right.
You actually have the opportunity to talk to that girl.
I know.
About being smitten with
I
her.
Mean, how many people have that opportunity? I hope she says she's going to try calling in tonight. I hope she can, because I think we could still present it to her.
Yeah, you know, dialing that number is really a real fucking obstacle. Apparently it is with all you chicks.
Yeah, you guys don't like picking up the phone. But if I text you, you'll text me back.
Yeah, no problem.
No problem. I'll text you back.
Fucking text messages are great.
And it was like for the past 4 days, so 3 days, all my calls were strictly for the show. I mean, it was nothing
right.
like, hey, how you doing? It was like, okay, what time you coming on?
Mm.
Nothing. But the moment I texted, oh, all right, I'll text you.
Kate Frost. Chicks.
Fuck, man. Pisses me off. I was getting all happy to see her because, like, I don't think of her as a porn star anymore. Like, we've been, like, communicating for so long now. She's like a buddy now.
Got a question. Would we be this upset if Richard Jenny dicked on us?
No.
Right.
There's no vagina involved.
I was thinking, right.
No vagina involved. But I think we should think about that in, like, the third segment or something. Maybe have, like, some chicks, some of the Luna chicks, if you will, call in and make us feel better.
Why couldn't, like, Carlos Mencia just put a gun to her head?
It would solve a lot of problems.
It would.
Society as a whole would have been better off.
We can, like, end hackness for everyone.
Hold on. Are you getting text? We're going to be doing this a lot, too, because we're kind of...
Race Car Johnny, everybody from the Speed Road Tour Challenge is calling me on my cell phone.
Oh, really?
Hold on one second.
Yo, 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 this is Race Car Johnny.
Oh, can I fill?
Hello, who's this? Race Car Johnny, I'm on the radio show. Why do you always call me when I'm on the radio show?
Dude, you do a show?
What do you want to do? You want to call in or something?
I just
want
to play Kate sounds.
Do you know the number? Hey, Rocket, I'm going to throw you my cell phone. You got to tell Race Car Johnny his cell phone number or the number for the show.
All right, shut my mic off.
All right, hold on. I got to turn it
off. All right, we're having fun.
I'm on the show, Johnny. Hold on one sec. All right, there we go. Rocket's got the phone. Race Car Johnny from the Speed Road Tour Challenge calling into the program. We're supposed to have a couple of guys from the band Pela who are going to be playing South by Southwest in Texas beginning tomorrow or Wednesday. I'm not really sure. They'll be calling in momentarily. Rory Karff, comedian extraordinaire, and his wife are going to call us.
All right, let me go.
And would you give him the number?
Yes, sir.
He'll be calling us at 10 o'clock.
Look at this. We're filling up the show with stuff. We got Rory later. We got Johnny, Pela, yeah. Internet.
Right. Don't know much about Pela, even though it's my cousin's goddamn
so
band.
Sad.
I didn't prepare. I know they're playing South by Southwest in a couple of days. They're leaving tomorrow. They got an album coming out next month.
I feel... Ugh. The first 2 weeks, like, we're syndicated on, like, other networks, and it's just like, there's just, like, been, like... nonsense. Like, Pam had to fill in last minute.
Yeah.
And this week, our guest, which was supposed to be an awesome porn star, she bails. It sucks. I'm quitting.
It's like a bail.
Can we just go?
People bail.
Let's just leave dead air.
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
It'll be good. Be better.
We'll just play sound effects all show.
Better to listen to. Stop.
Curse of cringe humor radio. Probably is. I blame Patrick.
Quit.
Let's throw eggs at Patrick next week.
It's over.
Oh, wait, did they do that on KRS Radio? God damn it, every bit's done! Sucks!
Yeah, so...
Oh, someone's calling in. I guess this is Johnny.
John Race Car Johnny from Speed Road Tour Challenge.
Yo!
Hello, who's this?
Yo, 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 take a guess.
Race Car Johnny from the Speed Road Tour Challenge, everybody, on the Speed Channel, Thursday nights, 8:30 p.m. What's up, Johnny?
Nothing. We're cruising down the road headed to Atlanta right now.
Atlanta!
Atlanta.
How was the race yesterday? I guess the NASCAR people were racing in Vegas yesterday?
Yeah. It was pretty good. It was an all right race. The Busch race the day before was really good because it came down to like a 10,000th of a second finish.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good. Pretty good stuff. Pretty good stuff for the shirt.
I hear that.
So hopefully the film crew people will be nice enough to edit that in there on TV a little bit.
So you wore the lunaticradio.com shirt during the filming for this week's episode.
Yes, I did.
And that will air Thursday.
That's the most I could do for the world's longest talk show.
Hey!
The longest ongoing bit ever.
That's right.
Right. This show is a bit.
And I actually won something this weekend. So.
You won?
Wow.
I win.
AIDS?
Yes.
Finally.
Yes.
Race Car Johnny's on this goddamn reality show and he can't win.
Yeah. And this is like, this show is built for him.
Yeah, I know. It's right. Your show. You should be kicking ass and taking names.
I know. Well, you know, actually, I think it's probably good that maybe I didn't come in and just, like, start sweeping because, you know, maybe that wouldn't be good for ratings and shit.
Look
like
at him.
That.
He's right. Talking about ratings. Yeah.
Talking about ratings.
Look at Hillbilly's talking about ratings.
So what's the feedback on the show? I mean, have you heard any feedback, people liking the show? What's going on?
Oh, yeah. We actually, you know, even when we get the, you know, we run into the drivers and stuff, you know, that are out racing, and they all say that they watch the show and shit like that. So I think it's doing pretty good. I mean, it's definitely an invested TV show by Toyota. So it's, you know, it's nothing that they would ever take off the air. They've already put their money into it. So we don't ever have to worry about getting the axe.
Mm-hmm. Very nice race car, Johnny.
Yeah.
I am proud of you. I am proud that you represented the LunaticRadio.com show on the program there. Hopefully they'll give us a little snippet of you in the shirt. You know, even if I see you wearing a black shirt, I'm going to get a hard on. Like, even if I don't see the logo. Because I'll know it's our shirt.
Right on, man. Right on.
Word up.
So, what's today's show about? Give me a little bit of info because I can't get my internet to work.
Oh, well,
we were supposed to have a porno chick in studio with us to co-host, but she ran into some problems and is not showing up.
She couldn't get the vibrator shut off?
Yeah, really.
Most likely.
Supposedly, she said man problems.
She's probably going to do the crazy cabbie show.
No.
Yeah, right. Yeah. God. What the fuck?
Yeah, no, it sucks.
What the fuck? I met Carrot Top yesterday.
Oh, highlight. Oh, really? Here's a highlight.
He's a douchebag.
What do you mean? Like,
he's just creepy looking, bro. I mean, he's like, he looks like he's on roids.
Oh, yeah, totally.
And, oh, dude, he's like nasty. He's like, I don't know, I almost puked in my mouth a little bit when I seen him at first.
How old is that fucker? How old is Carrot Top?
Yeah, really?
He looks like he's got to be in his 40s.
Is he still, like, steroided up?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, dude, he's, like, all, like, ripped and, yeah, he's, like, roided up, and he's got, like, nasty arm acne.
Ugh.
It's pretty nasty.
What's Kieran Stripes look like?
Magic Johnson was there.
Who?
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson.
Magic Johnson was there. Marky Mark was there.
Wow.
Yeah, and, Nick Lachey with his hot girlfriend. Jesus Christ, she's freaking smoking hot.
Wait, isn't he dating that chick from TRL?
Melissa Milana or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
Wow, look at him.
Is that her?
Dude, yeah, she was hot. She's smoking.
I'd bang that chick.
I was very impressed. Very impressed.
Uh-huh. Nice. Some people say I have a Magic Johnson, by the way.
Oh, I thought you were going to say AIDS.
You know what Magic stands for, right?
No.
My ass got infected, coach.
Look at Race Car Johnny.
Race Car Johnny doing jokes from the Speed World Touch Challenge. So you won this week. You're giving away the episode you won?
No, I can at least say that I won. I'm not going to tell you how I won.
Right.
Sucking some dick?
Yeah.
Are you digging the chicks on the program? I know you have a girlfriend back at home, but how about those two chicks on the program?
No.
No? The pains in the asses?
No. No. One of them's cool. Opinion. Say that if you want.
Oh man!
But there.
Yeah, but we all pretty much get along.
Yeah. Any fighting going on the show? I mean,
You're gonna have to watch.
Whoa! Look at him working. Look at him.
This guy's like fucking
you're
Donald
have to
Trump.
Watch. All the viewers out there are gonna have to watch.
Look at you. Right. Have you seen any of the chicks like coming out of the shower or anything like that? Little slippage.
No, nothing like that. I had because they park us in the infield at Vegas, so we're around like all the crazy people in the infield.
Mm-hmm.
And shit like that, and some people are starting to recognize the show, and they kind of see and stuff like that. And,
well, the fucking
had one kind of nutty, crazy, psycho, fanatic chick that I actually I had to run back to the bus to evade capture from her because she was a little nutty.
So you got stalkers.
Yeah. Kind of, yeah. Yeah,
really?
That was my first stalker, actually, right there. Yeah.
Not bad. I like it.
Hey, 646 is calling in. We're kind of running this on the fly. Do we know 646 is?
Yeah, I know who that is. Race Car John, we got to let you go because we got some guys from the band Payla calling in.
I got to go quick.
Payla?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Rocket's favorite band, isn't it?
Oh, I thought I don't think.
He'll call
all right,
back.
Guys. I'll talk to you later.
All right, Lando.
All right, man. Race Car Johnny from the Speed Road Tour Challenge, everybody. Airs Thursday nights on the Speed Channel at 8:30. Hello, who's this?
This is Eric.
Eric, my cousin from the band Payla. Hello, Eric.
Hello.
We are.
Hey, man. How you doing?
We are flying by the seat of our pants,
literally.
Eric, tonight.
We had to shoot you guys for a loop.
Yeah. Well, actually, yeah. You called in. We just got off the phone with a dude from a reality show. And
oh, really?
Yeah, now,
now we're downgrading. What?
We're drinking tonight, Eric, because we were supposed to have a porno chick here, and she dicked out on us. We were hoping to see some boobies, and it
no
didn't
pun
happen.
Intended.
That's right. So, Eric, what's up, man? How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm a little tired. Working all day and rehearsing and getting ready to go down to Texas tomorrow at, like, 5 in the morning.
Oh, God, are you flying down or driving?
We're flying down.
And you're playing.
It's a new thing in Camp Taylor. The label is putting us up, and they're paying for our plane tickets, and they're sending us down and stuff.
Yeah, congratulations on all the success for the band and everything. It's been a long time coming. I know we speak in a social atmosphere, you and I, because we're cousins.
Yes, you do.
And it's been a long time coming for the band. I mean, you guys got your album coming out right next month?
Yeah, April 24th is the street date.
What's the title of the album? Tell the people.
The title is Anytown Graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
We actually just sent it in. Like all the artwork and everything is all finalized, which was a long and arduous task to do. But we finally got that all together, and it's sent in and formalized. So like it's printing, I guess, as we speak.
I got to imagine that this time for you guys is a little nerve-wracking and exciting at the same time, right?
Yeah, it is. It's a little, I mean, because it's like, it's different. You know, we've been doing this for so long now on our own.
Mm-hmm.
And we got used to certain patterns, you know, just being completely independent. Everyone has their little task that they do. So now there's like an elephant in the room. And we have to run things by them. Unfortunately, it's like, it's an indie label, so it's not like some big deal, you know, like we just say, hey, we want to do this, and they're like, oh, for the most part, they're like, cool, let's do it. But on the other side, they have money to offer us. But that's like the biggest thing, you know, that's the one thing we haven't had for years.
Yeah.
It's not a lot of money, but it's expensive.
So you're going to play South by Southwest tomorrow. It's the big music festival rock. Do you know much about South?
Yeah, it's like a bunch of like indie bands, right?
Well, so I think it's all different kinds. I guess, I mean, there's so many bands that go down there. Probably the majority of them are independent. But there is a shit ton of bands that go down there. I think it's like tens of thousands.
Wow.
That go down there to play a big festival. And there's like basically the whole town of Austin is taken over by bands and clubs and everything.
Right. And it pretty much is just like, you know, all the clubs just have bands playing in them, right? It's not right. Like a stage thing.
Right.
It's one location.
Right, well, they do. Like, some, like last year we played, and we did a show with the Flaming Lips, and they set up this, like, huge tent stage in a parking lot.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like, more like a festival-type atmosphere.
Yeah.
But there are, like, pretty much every bar and every restaurant in Austin does something. They have bands and host bands and things like that. So, like, everywhere you go, there's somebody playing. And it's at all hours of the day. I think people start playing at, like, 12 o'clock. It goes until, like, 4 or 5 in the morning.
Do you guys have, like, a set time when you're playing? Or are you just going down there and they'll just throw you on whenever?
Well, we're doing a couple things. We're going down and doing a radio performance. We're doing a couple afternoon parties, which is really common. Like, people, like, bloggers and radio stations and things like that will throw parties in the afternoon. And then we're doing a big showcase show with this band called The Faint. It was a big Saddle Creek band, and they're on Bright Eyes backing band and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So that's going to be like a big show with lots of people, and you know, we get to see how that goes.
This is it's really exciting for me to see Eric have all this success.
Yeah, someone in the family's doing well.
Yeah, I don't know. I find it exciting when
you guys are doing good.
When the kid calls me and tells me he's opening up for the Flaming Lips in Texas, I'm going, oh, okay, that's pretty good, right?
And you're trying to get like a third string porn star into
yeah, no,
and down here, and you can't.
I can't do anything.
You can't get it.
I suck. Do you guys, Eric, do you guys have, you know, the groupie chicks? Or I know in a couple of weeks you're, you know, taking the big leap.
Whoa!
I'm taking the big leap, taking the plunge.
Jeez.
But you're a rock star. Do you have those girls? Those girls follow you?
I don't know if follow is the right word. But
stalk?
They definitely, They're definitely around. I mean, there's girls that they have their style. They come up to you afterwards and they're like flirting with you.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they're really cute. Sometimes they're not. So, you know, you have.
Kieran, you ever have that?
Be drunk.
You ever get that? Girls following you?
No, I never have girls follow me. It doesn't happen to me.
Either they go the opposite direction and running.
Yeah,
I end up watching porno and jerking off. It's all I do. Sorry,
it's
Eric.
Cool. It all happens too intensely. But we'll see how it goes.
So we're talking to Eric, my cousin from the band Pele, plays bass for the group. They're going to play South by Southwest tomorrow. And then you're doing a couple other dates, aren't you? You turn around to Northeast?
Yeah, well, the album's coming out on the 24th of April, and we're going to do our big CD release show at the Mercury Lounge in New York.
Mm-hmm.
Tickets are on sale, and you can get them at our website, PaleMusic.com. Then we're going up to Boston, we're going to Philly, we're going to D.C., and we're doing a CD release show in each one of those cities. And they're sponsored by different people and whatnot. And then I think that's it. I don't know. I think we're doing like a couple more shows around in the Northeast area.
Mm-hmm.
And then it looks like in May we're hopefully, it's not set yet, but hopefully we're going to be doing a full West Coast tour back to, all the way back to the Northeast area.
Wow. Look at this kid.
Yeah.
I'm jealous.
Jet setting. Jet setting. He's taking a big plunge in a couple of weeks.
I know. I'm getting married on the 31st.
He's getting married.
Your cousin's going to have to cry himself to sleep tonight.
I just want to be a roadie, Eric. Come on. Help me out.
Hey, man, we always need help carrying gear.
Oh! He's like, carry my bass.
You know me, Eric. I'm really tiny, so I can only carry, like, lamps and shit.
Yeah.
Well, you can be the merch dude.
Yeah,
right.
You can sell our merchandise.
T-shirts.
That's a valuable job.
I'll do
and
that.
You know, you heard about the story with, I think it was Def Leppard or Poison.
Mm-hmm.
And their merch guys and their roadie guys. Did you hear the story about the groupies and all that?
No, go ahead.
Apparently I think it was Poison. They had so many groupies, and they were, you know, this was like hair band 80s groupies, you know, like in the kind of groupies in, Pink Floyd, The Wall.
Yeah.
Anyway, they had so many groupies that, you know, they just had their choice of who they wanted to pick from. So their roadie would go around with a Polaroid and take pictures of the groupies and then bring the Polaroids back to the band, and the band would go through the Polaroids and pick the ones that they wanted to sleep with that night.
Right, yeah.
And then whoever the band didn't want, they would give the girls like to the roadies and whatnot.
I was just going to ask
them. Big love fest. Yeah.
I'd love to just get some, you know, like friend of the band ass. That's what I would love to get. I need it. God damn it.
Just anything. Leftovers.
Yeah. Yeah.
Just whatever. You'll take sloppy 12ths.
So the album's coming out on the 24th, everybody. Pele will be at... If you're living in Austin or if you're in the Texas area, you're going to South by Southwest, be sure to check out Pele. They'll be playing all week there. And
say you know his cousin and he sucks at doing radio.
Yeah. Pele Music.
I got one other shameless plug.
Ooh.
Go ahead.
I'm not used to the plug, but I'm just going to go for it like I'm a hip-hop star.
Okay.
We're also doing this thing on our website where we have an e-card where if you go to the website, we're releasing a song from the album every week. We've been doing it for a couple weeks now, so I think next Tuesday will be the fifth song. And basically the songs go up and they stay up. So you can just go and listen to the album before it comes out. And every week we release another song. So on the actual release date, the full album will be released, and you can like listen to it and check it out and see if you like it.
That is a great marketing tool.
Definitely,
I like that. I didn't know. I knew the e-cards that you know the songs came out, but I didn't know they stayed on the website. So that's really cool.
Every Tuesday, a song comes out.
So you can log on to your website and check out. I guess it's been 5 weeks. You said.
This Tuesday will be the fifth week.
So you can check out, you know, at least five songs.
It's awesome.
Five songs from the album, and by the time when the album comes out, you can check out the whole album and see if you want to go purchase it or whatever. It's a great, it's a great
marketing tool.
The album's been in the works for a while. It's going to be classic. PaleMusic.com is a website, everybody. Go check them out. It's a great band. Eric, I appreciate you taking some time out to call me.
Oh, absolutely. I appreciate you having me, man. I've been wanting to do this for a while.
All right, word up. And I'll see you in a couple weeks. We'll be drinking some beers.
Totally. Get ready for the bachelor party.
Oh, God. Nice. Give me a call. I'll be there. All right,
man. I'll talk to you soon.
Have fun in Texas.
Take care.
Later.
Right on.
Bye bye. That's Eric, everybody.
That was nice.
Band Pela. He's my cousin.
He is so doing better than you.
He's doing good things.
Completely. You're just in two different worlds.
Kid is jet setting around the country. Holy crisis.
He's in succeeding world. You're just in sucking dick world.
What have we done in this first segment? A lot, but nothing got accomplished. Richard Ginny died, right?
Oh, we're recapping the first segment?
Yeah, let's do that. Race car Johnny from the Speed Road Tour Challenge called in, and Eric from the Van Pela. All right, we'll take a break, right?
Oh, wait. You know, this is a good question. I mean, we're going to take a break, but real quick. Someone asked, what is this show? One of the new listeners coming to the chat room. How would you explain? What would you call this show? Explain to the new listeners in the first segment. Get it out of the way. What is this show?
An audio clusterfuck.
All right. We're going to break.
Back right after this.
Yo, this is Shanghai Lee, Shanghai, China. Sucky, fucky, fight on because I am LunaticRadio.com.
It's LunaticRadio.com. get a free Razor cell phone delivered free to your door. Don't want a free Razor? Then go to letstalk45.com and choose from hundreds of other free phones. Join 500,000 users who found the smartest way to buy their cell phones. Never pay retail again. At letstalk45.com, you can compare prices on phones and service plans from all the major carriers. Find the coolest new phone at the coolest price. Find the best current special offers. Read what folks have to say about their phones and plans. They actually rate and review their phones and service plans so you know which ones to pick. Do it all in the comfort of your own home. If your plan is ending, now's your chance. Try your new phone risk-free for 7 days with free 48-hour shipping. Letstalk45.com is the only way to get the absolute best deal possible. Right now, get a free Razor after a $50 mail-in rebate. This is an exclusive online offer at letstalk45.com. New two-year service plan agreement required. One-time wireless activation and early termination fees may apply. Go to letstalk45.com. That's letstalk45.com.
And now back to the lunaticradio.com show.
Who are these fucking guys?
We suck.
There's no sex in violence. There's no sex in violence. There's no sex in
Bush. A lot.
We wish
Bush
tonight.
We've gotten Bush.
Actually, we don't tonight.
LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran and Rocket in studio. Email to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5256. Thanks to Eric from the band Pala. PalaMusic.com for calling in last segment.
Check
boys
out their
are playing
music.
South by Southwest tomorrow. Oh, they're flying down tomorrow. I don't know what's going on. It was like a last-minute interview thing.
This whole show's going to be last-minute.
Right. Race car. Johnny calling in. We have the bar night. March 24th, everybody, at the Ginger Man Pub in Manhattan, everybody. 8:30. 8:30, March 24th, Ginger Man Pub in Manhattan. So if you live in the metropolitan New York area, come join us.
Or if you want to fly in, feel free.
At the Ginger Man Pub, www.gingerman-ny.com is it's the website if you want to check out the address or whatever. Ginger Man Pub, it's an unofficial lunaticradio.com event, which means we're just going to go there and chill out. The people at the Ginger Man Pub don't know we're coming.
Right.
So, they...
We're not liable for anything.
Right. No gats.
No nothing.
No nothing. You can bring in a gat.
Yeah.
You can bring a gat and shoot up the joint.
But don't be like, yo, this is for LR.
Yeah. We ain't liable.
Yeah.
I'm just hoping you're going to miss me. Hit Rocket. That's fine.
No!
He's a big target.
That's not nice.
Yeah. Come on, your head's made of fucking titanium. I ain't gonna fucking do anything.
Thank you. I'll take that as a compliment.
So the Ginger Man Pub, everybody. Manhattan, March 24th, 8:30 p.m. www.gingerman-ny.com is the website. We're going to be doing the bar night. LunaticRadio.com bar night. Should be a fun time.
You can find out more at the board. LunaticRadio.com/board.
Right. All the people are talking about it. I believe some of the listeners are...
actually going to show up.
Yeah, getting... they're getting hotel rooms and
yeah,
doing pregames.
It's gotten that cool.
And stuff like that. So log on to the LunaticRadio.com message board if you want to be an insider and figure out where the pregame festivities are going on, I guess, right?
Yeah.
Is that what's happening?
Yeah, I'm just reading. There is some serious drama in Kate Frost's world, I'm finding out.
What's going on with Kate Frost?
Well, I guess I could say it because he said it in the text room. Because we know Mike at Capella Clothing, he usually hooks us up with our porn stars, and he knows
right.
Kate. And he said that Kate just texted me right now, and she got into a fight with Brent.
About what?
I don't know. I don't think we need to know that much information.
I need to know.
Clearly, it's some issue. Because during the break...
Why is Brent messing with my radio show?
Oh, you should not be talking like that. You're a little man, and he's very big.
And he works for a guy who
during
has
the break,
$300 million.
We got a call from Kay Frost, and she said, hey, and then it went dead. And I tried calling her back, and it went to voicemail. I just texted her what happened. So, actually, I'm going to say this, and it's not going to do good for the podcast, but Mike, let her know. We didn't hang up. Find out what's going down. Tell her to call in.
By the way, for the ISFR checking in, stern words from the little man.
Oh,
quack, quack.
Oh, look at him. Get him on the show. He's funny. Better than me.
Stern words.
This is sad.
Do you like anal?
Turn around. Turn around.
Tell him, Fred.
Prince Double A.
MCO. Heineken, by the way, sponsoring the show tonight.
I hate this.
Yeah.
No, because we're on stick cam, and like people go to the website, and they're just seeing us like just sucking dick.
We're not sucking dick tonight, though.
Because we had something planned. All right. Hate when plans fall apart. It's like when you plan a picnic and it rains.
No,
it's like a picnic and it rains.
No. You're diverting. You're mad.
What are you diverting?
You're really mad because the girl you're schmitting with is not here. Here tonight.
Well, sure, but it's also something with the show.
By the way, it was planned out. By the way, can I say that the girl I'm smitten with will at least show up?
Oh,
I got one on you, motherfucker.
So be it.
Your chick has said twice that she's going to come to the show and hasn't shown up.
Yeah, but with my chick, I've seen her vagina.
Yeah, but on the computer.
I win, man. I win. You can't argue it. You can't. Face the facts, man.
By the way, Rocket is smitten with Kay Frost. I mean, it ain't a joke. Because
I see her nipples in person.
Well, yeah, so have I. I saw cans. They're on my couch.
Yeah, but we're comparing your smitten to mine.
I've seen my smitten's nipples underneath a wife beater.
You lose.
I win. Fuck you. I always win.
What?
In my own world.
Okay. In Kieran land.
Right. So when a girl tells me to fuck off in my own world,
you're
I think
like,
that's
yes!
like term of endearment.
In your head, you're giving yourself a high five.
Yeah, I'm going, she wants me. I'm in. I'm in, baby.
You're like Lloyd from Dumb and Dumber. So there is a chance.
Holy Christ, isn't that the fucking truth? Isn't that the fucking truth? By the way, St. Patrick's Day, everybody. Come on.
Holiday.
I've done St. Patrick's Day twice already. I've been to two St. Patty's Day parades on Long Island.
Wow, they're early.
They do them like they start like in March. You know, you can travel around Long Island and go to find a St. Patty's Day parade to go to.
I didn't realize that they go on all month.
They do pretty much every weekend.
One day's not enough.
I went to the local one here, closest in Rocky Point, St. Patty's Day Parade. It's actually a big parade. Chuck Schumer was there.
Oh, look at your name dropping.
Is he a senator?
Chuck Schumer, yes.
Or is he just a sucking...
Politician?
Dick.
Something.
Sucker.
I don't know.
Is
We're
he a good senator?
I think...
I know we have the ACK
Is he a heel
senator.
Or a face?
Hillary. Hillary's one of our senators. She didn't show up. Where was her cunt ass? I saw Chuck Schumer walking down the street. I didn't see no Hillary.
What's that about?
She's in Alabama doing fake Southern accents to try to impress people. Did you hear that?
I did.
Literally, how fucking tacky
That's
was that?
Sad.
I heard her give a... Was it Alabama or Arkansas?
Somewhere.
I don't know. It was somewhere down there. It's all the same, right?
Google it.
Down there giving a speech.
You want the facts? Don't come here.
About some shit. I don't even know. Barack Obama was there, too.
Yeah.
And she's giving a speech doing a fake... Southern accent. Right. It was the worst one ever.
Trying to blend in.
God damn it.
That's clever.
Yeah, so Chuck Schumer was there.
Your boy.
And I actually didn't see much of the parade because I saw a chick that I had a crush on in eighth grade and I talked to her for a little while.
This is what you do. Did anything happen?
No.
Any sparks fly?
No.
Is she fat as a house?
No, she's hot. She looks exactly the same.
So, what's the problem?
Nothing. I didn't know her. Actually, that was the first time I spoke to her. I had a crush on her in eighth grade. But that, the other day, was the first time I actually ever spoke to her.
Right, but you know,
I went to high school with the girl.
So, wait.
For 12 years.
Conversations with chicks. Well, you're just like, hey, how you doing?
No, she went to ASU, so we talked about that for a while.
Okay. But how did you leave, like, how do you end a conversation with a girl, you know, that you haven't seen in a while, you had a crush on? Like, you had no interest in being like, yo, what's going on later? How you doing?
Rock.
Yes?
Did you hear what I just said?
No, I don't listen to you.
The first words I spoke to her were the other day, even though we went to high school
together. What is that? So what? What's with your build-ups?
I don't have build-ups.
It's a conversation with a chick.
You end the conversation. What are you doing later?
No. You end it by saying goodbye. It was nice talking to you.
See? Antisocial. Antisocial.
It's not antisocial.
Yes, it is.
What you're talking about is fucking stalkerish. Or
why? Because
like,
you just throw it out there.
Do you get like a hard-on when you talk to like any chick?
I might. That's besides the point.
That's fucked up.
No. Wait a minute. You can't just be like, hey, what are you doing later?
Polish Bob was there. He knows. We just had a conversation. Big deal. Bob was talking to her, too.
Was she hot?
Huh? Yes.
You had nothing. You never crushed your mind. Be like, oh, maybe cool. Hang out with her later. See what's up.
I don't
up.
Have crushes on fat chicks.
I just asked you if she was fat. You said no.
I said that. Right.
So then why did you just say I don't have crushes on fat chicks? Oh, I see. So she was hot. I understand. So then why not?
Why not what?
Why did you just be like, hey, what are you doing later? What are you doing tomorrow
I don't understand why you can't.
You didn't want to. You had no interest whatsoever.
No, she was pretty. Dude, why can't you have a conversation with a girl and not think about banging her?
You can, but you had a crush on her, so why not? Why not see?
In eighth grade, you fucking douche.
What? What, you feel? What? You're fucking like hormones for a chick change?
What, I'm going to go rehash those feelings I had in eighth grade?
That's when you were peaking back then. Come on. Shut up,
you dope.
Why not?
Oh my God, I would have clubbed myself in the fucking head with a brick if one of those feelings came up.
Why?
It never even came up.
If you wait, think about what you just said. If feelings for a chick came up, you'd want to hit yourself in the head.
No. You just said. You just said you didn't think about your crush you had in eighth grade with her during
that
the time.
I would have thought of it. Oh, I remember. Oh man, I would have sort of reminiscing things like that. Why not?
Reminiscing about you're what in eighth grade? Yourself. What do you listen, reminisce about in eighth grade?
Let me explain. If you said, you know, and I said, oh, is she good looking? And you were like, ah, she's all right now. Then I'd be like, okay, he's enough. Feeling. But you just said she's hot.
Of course.
So, why not?
I don't know.
All right. You just simply don't know.
I'm a one-chick man. I get locked on one.
That's your problem.
Fuck you.
And you're not even getting with the one chick.
I know. The one chick won't even call me
back.
That's
the problem. You need to diversify your portfolio.
Right. Diversify. Sell. Yeah,
that's all you've been doing. Trying to sell.
Sell.
Penny stocks. Your dick is a penny stock.
Thank you, Rock.
You're welcome.
Feel better about myself.
A little pat on the back.
I got three beers deep, though, at the...
Hey!
It's not bad.
Doubled your intake.
Gotta love the Long Island people at St. Paddy's Day Parade. Just drunk and getting into fights. There was, like, a fight, like, three cars down. Because, you know, like, people tailgate for these things.
Sure.
They pull up the cars to the side of the road. They all tailgate together. At least on Long Island, usually there's a bunch of IROCs and shit parked on the side of the road. And a lot of Guidos and monster trucks. Apparently, some kid down the block from us there said something wrong to somebody else, got knocked
laid out.
Ugh.
Just fucking laid out. And then a rumor mill starts, oh, this kid just got shot, or this kid just broke some dude's arm.
That's why I don't really like going out on, like, St. Patrick's Day, man. It's just too brutal. Everyone's just fucking going nuts, puking.
Yeah.
Everyone's got, like, the beer muscles and whatnot. Just too much for me, man.
It's good people watching, though.
Not on St. Maybe like when you went out, but on St. Patrick's Day, man, it's a rough night, man.
You know
every
what?
Place is packed.
You should stay home on that day, St. Patrick's Day.
I am
because you're a fucking. Italian.
I'm making pizzas and I'm eating them.
Yeah, you should be
all
fucking,
mine.
Should be playing fucking Italian music and spinning pizzas on St. Patrick's Day.
I wish Columbus Day.
Don't
was
come
on
out of your house on St.
Patrick's
Day. That's my fucking holiday, bitch. Yeah. You stay home.
You ain't doing anything that night.
When is Italian Day? Do we have
is
that?
It Columbus Day? Isn't that like the closest thing to like an Italian holiday?
You can't have Italian Day because everybody just gets shot.
Well, Manhattan has the San Gennaro Festival, but that's not really a known national holiday. But it's a great festival in Manhattan.
What day is it?
San Gennaro. It last weekend.
How many people know about that?
I don't know.
Two or three.
Shut up. Million.
You sure it's a day or just to get together?
It's a festival. It's not really a day, but it's a festival.
Sure it is.
For like a weekend. It is. I'm telling you.
A dinner party. That's what it is. Literally, it's a fucking dinner party. It's a reservation at a restaurant. That's what that fucking day is.
What was the name of the place downtown?
You might as well call it
What's the name of the restaurant in Little Italy? I'm drawing a blank.
You might as well call it It's Rockin' Table for Six Day. Because that's how many people know about it. It's fucking... I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, there it is, Paisanos.
It's Paisanos.
We all go down to Paisanos.
Paisano Day.
You don't have St. Patrick's Day for the Italians. What do the Italians have? They have nothing.
Not really.
You got Sopranos on HBO. That's what you have.
We get a series.
You have Goodfellas. You have The Godfather. That's it.
We get television.
You get television. And pizza.
Yummy. I'm hungry now. Literally. I'm serious. Not even joking.
Starving. Stop talking about pizza.
I didn't eat all day.
You don't have St. Patrick's Day, though.
I don't. We
made
this very clear.
It's a celebration. Us Irish know how to fucking do it.
Yeah, okay. Johnny, two beers over there.
Johnny Two Beers.
That's you. Johnny Two Beers.
Shawnee Two Beers. Let's keep it Irish.
Oh, sorry.
All right. Kieran Two Beers.
Oh, Johnny Two Beers.
Yeah. Well, the first St. Patrick's Day parade I went to was in a town called Islip. And it was cold as fuck. And I didn't know anybody. I went with Polish Bob.
Right.
And we went to one of his friends' house. And, you know, I didn't know these people, so I'm introducing myself. Hey, my name's Kieran. And every time I said, you know, my name, they're like, oh, you're getting fucking hammered. Because my name's Kieran. I'm going to be like the puking guy at the party. Didn't happen, though. I love St. Patrick's Day. Everybody's going to go out and say, Patrick, he's the guy. Now, Patrick from cringehumor.net, I'm sure he's going to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
He's Irish?
He's got to be.
Wah.
The name Patrick, got to be, right?
Yes. That thick Long Island accent, it's hard to tell. Do you actually listen to this at all?
No. Irish people have the worst fucking food ever.
Yeah, everything's boiled.
It's terrible. Potatoes, corned beef and cabbage. I swear to God, corned beef and cabbage only tastes good if you're fucking 8 beers deep.
Gotta admit, being Italian's better when it comes to food.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But your Italian image, the image of Italian sucks. Not that my, like, Irish, the Irish image, the stereotype is any much better. Much better. But, yeah. You're Italian, motherfuckers.
What?
I think we should have a fight, you and I.
Really?
Yeah. Irish versus Italian. Kick your fucking Italian ass. By the way, I'm Irish and I do a better Italian accent than you do.
Hey, yeah, like I know. What's that about?
I don't know. Can you do it like an Irish accent?
No. Top of the morning to ya. That's awful.
Wow.
Sad.
No time.
Can you edit that out of the podcast?
I will.
Thank you.
By the way, we're watching the VH1 Classic, who is the broadcasting the live Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Yes, of the induction of Sammy Hagar and Mike Anthony.
Right. Can you bring that up? Who's being inducted tonight? Can you bring it up on Google?
Oh, sure.
I want to know who's being inducted in Rock and Roll Hall of Fame tonight. It is live on VH1 Classic right now. And we really, really want to see what's going on with Van Halen. They're probably going to wait to the end, right?
Oh, yeah.
To bring them up because they're like the biggest artist being inducted. Aren't they inducting a rap guy?
What?
Isn't like Grandmaster Flash being fucking inducted tonight? I don't know.
Maybe.
I don't know. I don't want the rap guys in the fucking Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Can we just have like a rap Hall of Fame and put it in Harlem or something?
That would be awesome, though.
Just induct everybody. Fucking. We induct everybody. Rap.
Yeah, Grandmaster Flash enters Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Yeah.
Really? Yeah. What the fuck did he do? Didn't he just have like one disco hit? Isn't he just a DJ? Is Grandmaster Flash?
He did White Lines.
White Lines what?
The song.
Who? Grandmaster I don't know the fucking Flash. Song.
You don't know it?
No.
I have it. You want me to put it on?
Yeah, bring it on. Because I don't know what the fuck the song is. White Lines. Yeah, can I even sing it? No. Is that it?
You know it.
I don't know, fucking.
But you got it. You were just singing.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame now. Van Halen. Are they going to play any songs? There's only two guys going to show up.
They're not. Oh no, Velvet Revolver is going to. Velvet Revolver is going to play.
They're
going
to play.
Yeah, I don't know what they're playing though, but Velvet Revolver is going to play.
Okay, so what was the original story though? Like they were going to bring out Hagar and.
Yeah, well, David Lee Roth would only show up if he could sing. and they didn't really clear it with him as far as singing.
What did it, who didn't want him to sing?
I guess collectively they didn't want to do it that way because Sammy Hagar was like, "What the fuck? I want to sing." Because I guess they don't. Which I don't know why they couldn't do like one song each. I mean, that would have been like the easy way to solve it. But
what a bunch of douches!
They're all
man.
Full of themselves. And now Eddie's in. Oh wait, unknown caller. Hello.
Hello. Who's this?
Hey guys.
It's Rory.
Wait, you want to hear White Lines?
Yeah, we got to hear the Grandmaster Flash thing.
Okay,
go
it's
ahead.
On. You got to turn up that.
This is it?
Yeah, but you're hearing the TV.
Oh, God, God damn
you it. Are the worst. No.
I can't do it. I don't know how to do it, Rock.
All right.
I'm hearing.
You're hearing
this
both.
This is it?
You're hearing both because you have the TV on. Just oh. Your power. There you go.
This is White Lines?
Yes.
It's still coming through. I don't know. I got to turn
it's power!
Power. Thank you. It's still coming through.
Forget it.
No, I got to tell you, forget this is it. Really boring to listen to, and I'm on the telephone.
This show sucks dick. I don't know if you heard, Rory, but we're supposed to have Kate Frost in the studio, and she bailed, but it seems like she's having some personal issues going on her home
what
front.
What a shocker. I was hoping to get some anal fisting tips to use on my wife, but off the email.
So, Rory, comedian extraordinaire, what's going on tonight?
Nothing much, Kieran. Still waiting for that phone call from you that you promised me last week.
You're getting it now,
feel like a jilted girl in high school.
I love you, buddy. What's going on?
Nothing, dude. Just calling up to deliver the funny.
All right, so deliver. How's the what's
better get my wife?
Yeah, you get a call in the backups. Wife,
wait.
Is that what you do when you go on stage, Rory? Do you say, "Hey, my name is Rory Carr. If I'm a comedian, all right, let me get my wife."
No, I just bomb.
By the way, did you hear that Richard Jenny died today?
Yeah, he blew his head off, huh?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Why'd he kill himself?
I don't know.
You know why?
He's a big comic. I don't know. I don't know
he's
why.
Funny. I thought he was funny.
In what year?
Well, I don't know. I thought his HBO specials were funny, weren't they?
I don't know. If they were, you would probably say, yeah, they were really funny back in the 80s, his HBO specials.
It's not worth killing yourself, is it? You would have blew your head off a long time ago.
By the way, Rory, he shot himself in the face with a gun. And screwed it up. He didn't die instantly.
I mean, that's got to be rough to try to kill yourself. I mean, how hard is it to mess up a gun to the head? I mean, just put it right to the temple.
Well, you know what? He's been messing up jokes for years, so I'm sure he figured out a way to do it. I don't know.
Let's bring on Lauren.
Yeah! Yes. Lauren is Rory's wife.
By the way, Rory, I only have 10 minutes for this phone call.
So make it good. What?
You got some really pressing issues. What do you have coming up?
No, I'm going to run out of time on a recorder.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
All right, let me get Lauren.
Get the chick.
Up the phone. Where are you?
Fourth camera.
Is she duct taped, Rory?
Yeah. Take the rope off.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you guys?
How's the marriage going?
I'm great.
Really? You're kidding.
Rory gave me stomach ulcers.
Way to go, Rory.
Nice.
Always coming through.
We haven't had sex in like weeks.
Really?
Rory gave me stomach ulcers.
How do I give you stomach ulcers?
Because you caused me
poopies?
A lot of stress.
What do you mean I cause you? How do I cause you stress? By bringing home all this money for you?
Rory like thinks the only thing he has to do in life is like go to work. And so like everything else in the world needs to be done by me. So, like, every bill that needs to be paid should be written by me. Everything that's to do with the baby needs to be done by me. Every, like, chore that needs to be done. He wanted, like, the den painted, so I had to go buy everything and then paint. And then the ceiling's really high, so I had to stand up really high on the ladder while I watch TV and paint.
Wait, so while you're doing all this, he's just, like, hanging out watching TV?
He just watches TV while I'm, like,
and masturbate.
Kudos, Rory!
Dude, Lauren doesn't give me any.
And then he's like, you don't have any, you have to because you don't make money. So then I was like, all right, I'll get a job. So then I interviewed for a job and got it. He's like, you're not allowed to get a job. It means you don't care about the baby. So I can't win.
So you're doing all this and she's not giving you sex. What's up with that?
Seriously, you know.
No, the other night I'm like, he wanted to have sex. I'm like, look, I really don't feel good. My stomach's really bothering me, but I'll give you a blowjob. And he's like, no, it's not. What did you say?
I said it's not good when you do it.
No, that's not what you said. You said it's not.
I feel like she's wearing braces when she does.
No, that's great. Not. You said, Rory, I'm good at getting
no,
yeah.
No teeth.
I don't know what the other guy said.
I have a reputation in high school.
Yeah, but all those black guys.
Yeah, that's right, all those black dudes.
Right, and that's why, you know, there's nothing there compared to them.
You got to learn something when you're in a bunch of circle jerks, like in the middle there.
He goes, it's too impersonal. He wouldn't let me give him a blowjob because it was too impersonal.
That's because, Rocket, you have a steady girlfriend, don't you?
Yes, sir.
He goes, but I would rather have boob sex than come all over your face.
Yeah.
That's not impersonal.
Well, I guess.
Wait, who calls it boob sex?
Yeah.
Rory
would call it boob sex.
Why? What are you supposed to call it?
Titty fucking.
Titty fuck.
Titty fuck?
Yeah. Teabanging.
Trying to make it queen for the radio. Boob sex.
No, he calls it boob.
That's so much
he's
fun.
The queen
that
for the
sounds
bedroom.
Like fun. It sounds like something a 5-year-old does.
I want to have booby sex.
Yeah, it's fun for the whole family.
Yeah, of course.
Rocket.
Yes, sir.
Does your girl let you blow a load on her face?
Not on the fit. No, actually, I never actually did. I did it everywhere else, but I never chose to do it. I don't know. I just never.
I think it's just one of those things that you just want to do it in one time, like it was like anal.
Oh, sure, absolutely. It's not like the thought hasn't crossed my mind, but I never actually at the time.
But how is a blowjob impersonal, but coming on my face intimate and?
Because then I would rub it all over your face.
Yeah. It's a moisturizer. Come on.
I'd rub it all.
You never want to go anywhere near where you're.
That is why I'd wear gloves. Rocket.
Yes, sir.
A lot of times I'll be making love to Lauren.
Ooh.
And tell me this if you have experience when you make love to Lauren.
Oh. Nice, Rory.
I'll look down and she'll look like she's in like agony. And I go, Lauren, I go, like Saturday night, like we're having sex. And I look down and her hand is covering her face. Like she can't even bear to look at it. Like it's like a Friday the 13th movie or something.
Yeah.
I'm like, what is going on? I mean, like, this is not lovemaking.
Yeah.
Okay, let me preface this.
Sure.
I had horrible stomach pains, like horrible, horrible things going on in my stomach.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Sure.
I don't have irritable bowel syndrome.
You got some logs backed up in there.
You got
really
the shit.
You need more fiber and less mac and cheese and cheeseburgers.
Right.
Getting a little thick in the old middle.
Right.
That's the problem. It's all getting backed up. You got to eat more fruits and veggies.
This is why he's such a turn on, by the way.
Yeah.
And I always want to have sex with him.
Sure.
You know what? You should just, you know, fart in his face on occasion.
Oh, jeez.
She does. Believe me, she does.
I could not.
Nothing like a good 69 and she blows one right in your face. Yeah, so Rocket, did that ever happen with your girl? Like, you look down and she just looks like she's just...
You know, it's kind of funny you mention that because sometimes she'll, like, she'll tilt her head so I see the back of her head, you know? So I don't actually see the faces she's making.
Yeah. Right.
So I wonder if she actually is. That's kind of interesting. I doubt it, though. I have a beautiful looking penis, so I highly doubt that.
Lauren seems like she's interested in everything but sex. She'll, like, we'll be in the middle of having sex, and she'll just bring up topics, like random things. Like, hey, did you pay the lawn guy this week?
Why would I say that? You have never paid a bill. You don't even know where the checks are.
That's true.
So Rory, like, speaking of long guys, I look outside today at like 1 o'clock and our sprinklers are going off. Was Rory like thinks he's going to try to do something manly and like do something with the lawn, and he totally messed up our sprinkler system, and it's like
what are you
water
talking
going
about? I didn't mess up the sprinkler system.
Why is it going off in the middle of the day? That's like in the high sun.
It's on a timer.
Well, who set the timer to go off when the sun's like hottest and the water's not going to?
The lawn guy.
You touched it yesterday.
You're annoying.
Do you guys ever get along?
No, Rory, you said this. You're not being affectionate to me.
Oh, okay. If you want to bring up stuff, we bring up in the marriage therapist, and I can bring up some stuff.
Whoa. You guys see a therapist for the marriage?
Yes, we do. We go to marriage counseling.
What, how long has this been going on?
Just been dating.
Wait, and you fuckers got married. Before you were married, you went to a therapist?
Yeah, before we were married, we went. Lana got scared one time because she made dinner and it tasted like shit. So I picked up the sandwich and I threw it against the wall and I go, "This tastes like shit." So she thought I was going to be like an abusive husband.
And one time he got real mad at me and he threw a table. I was scared.
Yeah, well, I was drunk that time.
Right.
So
you guys are getting a little more than you bargained for on this phone call.
Yeah. So you guys, no, that's interesting. Before you got married, you went to see a therapist about your relationship.
Yeah, Lauren has a lot of issues. She's mentally disturbed.
It's always me.
What?
It's always me.
You are. You have a lot of deep-seated emotional problems. This is a therapist talking, not me.
Is it the same
I can't
therapist?
Be your father, Lauren. Get over it, all
right? Right.
Is it the...
He'll never love you.
Is it the same therapist?
No, we've gone to like 5 different ones. They never work out. They always tell us we should get divorced.
They always tell me I should leave Rory.
That's not cool.
They do. How many of them have said?
Only 4 out of the 5.
Right.
That's all we're
And the one guy, Rory, can't, the one guy didn't want to see Rory anymore. He just totally avoided all of Rory's phone calls.
And he took your money.
Yeah. Well, you
paid a guy to give you some advice and he told you you were nuts and took your money.
Yeah, pretty much.
Wow.
But, you know, he'd always tell me to work out more. That was his advice for everything. He's like, you know, you have a lot of anger. You should try to exercise more. I'm like, dude, I'm doing it 6 times a week. I don't know. But he's like, exercise more. And I'm like, I think he was talking to you, Lauren. But then she'd get all mad. But marriage therapy is actually good. I think, because it's good for preventative stuff. We'll bring up random situations like, say we're having sex and I pull out and want to blow a load on Lauren's face. What's the best way for her to react to that? And then...
Those hypotheticals.
Yes, this is purely hypothetical. Now, just say hypothetically, I'm on the road doing comedy and I get some oral.
I'm interrupting you. You made 3 comments like about me being fat so far.
Huh?
You made like 3 comments about me being fat so far.
Oh, I never said that.
You're making like references that I'm fat. You go something about working out.
Right.
Do you think your wife's fat, Rory?
No, I don't think she's fat. I think she's very attractive.
I just bought a size 2 pair of jeans today.
Whoa, I'm filling up.
A size 2.
Yeah, but there's a such thing as a size 0. You could still go down 2 more.
Such a jerk. You say it in these ways. If I say anything like that about you, when we hang up the phone with these guys, like, you said this about me. That's not nice.
You talk about having sex with black dudes, and I have a small penis.
I never had sex with a black guy.
And you talk about how the therapist said you should divorce me. You've had sex with tons of black
guys. Yeah, and then we hang up the phone and you come running in the room.
Name was
guys,
Gloria
this is what he does. He runs in the room after we hang up. You didn't say nice things. That wasn't nice. You hurt my feelings.
All right. Hold on. You guys got to stay on the line because we got to take a break. All right?
All right.
All right, we'll take a break. We're going to come back with the Karf family because they need help. All right? We'll take a break. More LunaticRadio.com show after this.
This is the Jägermeister love song. 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
1979.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1405 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1405. 1-800-322-1405.
Drum roll, please. You're about to make one of the smartest decisions of your life. You're going to get your degree online. It's a fact. People with a degree, on average, make $1 million more in a lifetime. But where are you going to go to school? There are hundreds of online colleges and universities and thousands of programs to choose from. No worries. Cue the music. Introducing Education Connection. This amazing free service will help you find the right school for you for free. Every day, Education Connection matches students to schools that are perfect for them. And if you're not sure what to study, log on to 3educationmatching.com now and get a free personality test that can help match you to the right career. Even better, log on now and get a free guide to grants and scholarships. Log on to 3educationmatching.com. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Log on to 3educationmatching.com. The number 3educationmatching.com.
It's lunaticradio.com.
Hey guys, it's Heidi from the Chaos Radio Show on cringehumorradio.com. And you may not know who I am, but I know you. I've watched you stride down the street bristling with technology. Your friends call you a gadget geek, but that's an understatement. If asked, you'd call yourself a technophile. Yeah, I've seen you before. So I know that the sound of my voice is reaching you through the magic of your Infusion Radio. Wait a minute. You mean to tell me you've never heard of the Infusion? Why, it's only the world's first portable internet radio. So you don't know that Taurian Wireless allows users to access thousands of internet radio stations from around the world without the need for a computer? The Infusion also functions as an MP3 player and storage device. It contains an FM radio receiver, plus it comes with a set of high-quality stereo headphones, and you can see all the commands on the large LCD display. The Infusion is compact, around the size of a business card. It allows maximum portability to travelers and those stationed abroad who want to stay in touch with music, news, and comedy from around the world. So, in a nutshell, you need to get this puppy. Go to cringehumorradio.com and click the Infusion link for further details, and add one to your cart.
Hey, this is Pam B, and now back to lunaticradio.com show.
What up?
LunaticRadio.com show back on the air. Rory and Lauren Karp still on the line. Our favorite married couple. We know this crap is real because they just kept on arguing during the break like we were still on air. Email us at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNIS, 206-202-5666. Rory and Lauren, what's up? You guys done arguing yet or what?
Well, I mean, you actually heard it. You, people think I exaggerate. Wasn't Lauren saying how hungry she was during the break?
Exactly.
Saying how she already had two dinners.
I did not have two dinners. Rory and I just worked out. I just worked out on the elliptical machine for a half hour.
Ooh, hot.
And I'm like, I'm going to shower. I get out of the shower, and he's like, oh, go in the bedroom. You can't come out of the bedroom because I have to call in the radio. He's downstairs cooking himself dinner. We both worked out. He lifted weights. I did cardio. And I'm apparently not allowed to go downstairs because I'm locked in the bedroom.
But Rory, you said something about she had dinner three times today.
Yeah, you work out.
Say that again. I couldn't hear. What was that, guy?
You said she had dinner three times today.
I did not.
Well, she had breakfast and lunch. Isn't that the same thing? She ate. You know, if it's my bone, a woman eats once a day. You know? They're like, I don't know.
Gerbils?
Yeah, something like that. I need to get you loan one of those little water bottles for your cage that we could put in there with some little feeder. I don't know. Didn't you have a bagel today? That's a lot of high carbohydrates.
I had a Slim Fast bar and a nectarine.
Ooh.
And a nectarine?
Nectarine has a lot of sugar, right?
Yeah, a lot of sugar. Those Slim Fast bars don't sound natural or organic to me. What did you have for lunch?
The nectarine.
Wait, all you had today all day was a Slim Fest?
Yes.
And a nectarine?
That's
all,
I'm hungry, and
that's all you had all day?
Yes. And that gram, and a graham cracker.
What are you, the Olsen twins? Go get something to eat.
Man, Lauren, how the hell do you go through all day? That's all you eat. And you get the poopies.
I
don't understand.
I have a husband that's like, berates me about how fat I am all the time.
I cannot.
Does it really get to you, Lauren?
Beautiful.
Lauren, does it really get to you? Like, he's always
a little boat. I was like doing some, and I'm like, oh, I just, you know, I said something about how I wanted my stomach to be flatter. He's like, well, you're just a little bloated. Doesn't make me feel like I should want
to. Oh, come here, break, Lauren.
So he's made you self-conscious, basically.
Cut Rory a break. The girl's eating a tangerine in what? A cracker?
And like a leaf.
Slim Fast bar.
Cut me a break, Rory.
Way to go, Rory. You got her whipped.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me say, Rory, you're such an asshole. Everyone's like, oh, Rory, you're such an asshole. Well, all she's, Lauren's done and on the phone is talk about how she does everything for us in the house. She pays all the bills. She does all the work. She does everything with Cooper. She does everything, so, and she stays looking good. So she'll leave me in a couple of years. Who gives a shit?
Oh, Christ, I'm just going to have to deal with Rory more and more.
I'm happy.
He's going to come to us. Shit.
That's true. She'll be your new Kate Frost.
Nice. Oh, I would love that.
Uh-huh.
I'd be smitten.
Did Kate Frost even text you or send you an email of what's going on?
Yeah, well, finding out through someone else that knows her that she is, there is some problems on her end. So we're
what
trying
kind of problems?
Personal issues.
Rock, did you show her your dick?
No.
Okay.
Is she all coked out?
No. She's nice. She's a nice girl.
She's nice, and being coked up doesn't mean. Those are two different things. Don't act like she's nice, like she's just a good old American girl.
She is!
She's anal gangbangs.
So what? She needs some. She's making money!
Right,
Rory, listen, like I told Kieran, it's okay if she has a retirement plan, you know? It's fine. It's fine.
She probably makes like 75 grand a year.
Oh, so? It's decent.
Well, I'm just saying.
All right. What, you checked it out? You went to, what'd you do? You went to like resume.com? Checked it out?
I don't know. Yeah, I went to.
He's like, I got to get out of this comedy biz. See what else, other options.
So, Rory, why are you coming to New York next month?
I'll be going for the Tribeca Film Festival. Like I said, I was telling you guys earlier. Tribeca Film Festival. In my day, during my day job, I do some television production work, film production work, and I co-directed a movie. It's not a very funny movie, but it's got some funny parts in it. Do you think it's funny, Lauren?
Do I think it's funny?
Yeah, do you think there's funny parts in the movie?
There's funny parts. I don't think I would. It's not Lauren comedy.
Lauren fucking fell asleep.
Lauren thinks it's in focus.
I help. My name's in the credits.
That's right. Lauren did help. She was
and
fluffy.
Cooper's in the movie.
She was assistant fluffer. So
right.
She did the fluffing on the set. You did. No, it's narrated by Paul Newman. It's called Dale. Check out www.dalethemovie.com. It's in, coming to theaters. Check it out.
DaleTheMovie.com. Wow, Rory, I didn't know this. This is like news for me.
Yes, yes, yes. Well, if we ever talked outside of this radio show,
that's right.
You know, I would tell you about these things.
I can't talk to you outside the
show. Why?
I'm kidding.
You're irritating.
Oh, shut up, Lauren.
I'm like a beaten wife.
You talk to Gogan all the time. You just like him better than me?
Well, Gogan and I are like the same person. We're all like depressing. We talk to each other like, hey, you're depressed. I'm like, I'm depressed. Yeah, okay. Let's just be depressed and have fun together. It's fun.
Gogan's got some great new baby jokes. Have you heard any of them?
No, I haven't.
Yeah, there's some. He's got some good stuff.
I heard that he's looking at new place, locale. The Gogans are...
Yeah, Gogan's leaving you. By the way.
No way. Where's he going?
Closer to us? You lose.
No.
He's coming up here.
I have like no friends in comedy. He's like my only one.
That's right. He's coming to us. We're taking him. He's ours.
I saw Scott at a paycheck last week.
No way. Scott so.
What is he doing?
He was hilarious. He killed.
Wait, he's still performing?
Oh, yeah. He headlined at this place.
Wait a minute. Mister, I'm going to do it like once in a blue moon is headlining?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's got the best of both worlds now.
Wow.
Scott Osagic has a hot chick, too, right?
We got to get him on. We got to bring him down to earth. Get him back on internet radio.
God, I forgot about him.
When I saw him, I was like, yeah, I was on Lunatic Radio. I was like, oh, yeah? Yeah, cool. So, and then he just, like, walked away from me.
Shut up. Roy, you got to tell him to give us a shout, man. Let us know what he's up to.
I did, but it was like bringing up some fat chick or something.
He's like, what? Lunatic fucking what?
Shit, my phone's ringing. I left the iron on. Gotta go.
Right.
Like, oh, yeah, those gay dudes.
Yeah. Oh, man. So Rory and Lauren Karff, they don't get along, but they're married. Much like everybody else is married.
You just described every married couple right there.
Yeah, it's pretty much everybody.
We go to marriage counseling. We don't go that often anymore. We were going, like, seriously twice a week at one point. But it's a good thing to do. It's good to get things out in the open, you know. We want to have a happy marriage.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have a happy marriage.
We try to outdo each other. When we know we're going, we each write lists.
Right.
I have a long list. Lauren doesn't please me sexually whatsoever.
Rory doesn't please me, and so that's why I'm not into it.
You don't like sex, Lauren.
I like sex.
Just not with me.
I don't like, you know.
Like intercourse,
actually.
If it
starts to feel good, it's over.
That's not cool.
It's true.
Are they even still listening? Or is it just you and I on the telephone?
I think it's just us.
No, because this is like... This is real. I mean,
reality radio.
We were in a freaking break, and you two are still going at it.
He upset me with the fat stuff.
You're not fat, Lauren.
Are you going to make yourself throw up again? Please.
Yes.
Every time I say something, next thing I hear, blah! And then we've got, next thing you know, we got to go to some clinic, and Lauren's on suicide watch, and her wrists are all taped and everything, and we're having an intervention for her, so she'll have a piece of popcorn. Don't go on one of these eating strikes again, all right?
Rory always asks me, what would you do today, eat a pie? He always like accuses me of eating pie.
Lauren, you're not fat. Listen, I have your picture on my desktop, and you're not fat.
What's my picture on your desk?
What? What? Is it that bad?
Lauren is the furthest thing from being fat. She brings it up all the time. Do I look fat? I feel fat. So I bust her proverbial balls about it. But of course she's not fat. She's very, very beautiful. I think she's hot. That's why I want to have sex all the time. Right. She gets mad because I want to have sex every day.
Yeah, well, that's fucked up. Whoa.
Yeah. It's natural. I'm a human being. I'm a male. We're supposed to have sex every day. And she gets mad at me. It's too much. She's like, my boring, boring friends who live boring, boring lives, they have sex only on their anniversary. I'm like, well, your boring friends suck, and your girlfriends are all morbidly obese. So, I don't, you know.
No, you wake me up at like 2:30 in the morning to have sex. Well, Cooper doesn't let go of me all day. I come home, you give me a long list of like everything you need done, and after a huge list of things that need to be done, and you play with your toys and then watch TV, then you decide that it's on the list, it's time for me to have sex with you.
What are you guys saying back there? Every time we're on the radio show, Kieran's playing these weird noises and stuff, like porno noises.
I didn't play anything.
All right. Just making sure.
Your wife just said you play with toys.
Yeah.
He does. He plays with toy wrestlers.
Lauren, they're not toys. They're action
figures. They're dolls.
Action figures.
They're collector's items.
No, right. He, like, cuts their hair.
I do not cut their hair.
Murray, it's not going to grow back.
The ponytails are cut off.
That's because Cooper bit them off.
That's not a lie. You don't even have teeth.
Oh, Lauren.
Rory.
That's not true.
Ew, you gay bastards. Oh, Rory.
What's
oh,
that?
Lauren. Oh. Oh, Lauren. You guys just had a gay moment.
Oh,
for
come on, Lauren.
Did he just sound real gay again?
Oh, yeah.
That's how you know he's, like, being real. That's how he gets embarrassed. He talks gay.
That's true. Whenever I get embarrassed, I start talking gay.
Remember when he was calling when I was having the baby? He was talking real gay?
Wait, you were
whenever
calling?
Whenever I get embarrassed or tired, I become flamingly gay. Is that weird?
Oh, boy. So we're going to marriage counseling, right?
Right.
And I'm thinking if you're going to some sort of counseling, you're working towards some sort of goal. Do you guys think you're ever going to reach that goal? And when you do, what the hell are you going to do at that point? Because it's not going to seem normal to you to be actually normal.
Well, my goal is to go the Scott Peterson route but not get caught. So if you're talking goals, that's what my long-term plan is.
All right.
My goals were to make a lot of money, and we don't have a prenup, so.
Whoa. Well,
a little Heather Miller.
Well, keep dreaming, because I'm never going to make a lot of money.
And even if he does, I think he just ruined that idea.
Yeah.
He's going to have that in the back of his mind.
Keep dreaming, Lauren. I'll never be successful.
Oh.
I don't have it in me. You need talent.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. That's true.
Something the Karf genes don't possess.
Do you guys smoke pot together?
No.
Lauren's like Lauren's Mrs. Straight Edge. She has a dick, by the way. Lauren's Mr. Straight Edge. You know, doesn't drink, doesn't smoke, doesn't curse.
Doesn't
put her elbows on the table when she eats. She's such Miss Goody Two-Shoes all the time. Lauren got mad because she was driving me, right? And I started fingering her pussy. And she's like,
no.
Yes, you did. You started getting mad when I tried to finger your pussy.
You did not.
I think so.
You had your hand over my jeans on my inner thigh. Like, what are you doing? It's my leg.
I was trying to figure something. It was dark.
You guys
it's very, very dark. At least I'm trying, though.
Right.
You gotta give me an A for effort.
What do you say to that? Rory was trying to finger bang his wife as she's driving.
Do you know where her vagina is?
It's very dark and mysterious in there. If you trim the hair, I'd be able to find it easier. Oh, come on, Lauren. It's like a National Geographic.
Rory, there's none.
Lauren, it's like the rainforest.
Rory.
Come on.
No, he's lying.
I'm not lying. You have a Jufro down there.
Rory.
Jufro? Oh.
I get a wax. He's lying.
No, really? Lauren.
Brazilian?
Waka waka.
All right.
What do you guys think? What should we do? Who's right this time, me or her?
You know what? Right. I'm going to take the route of the therapist and say, just don't hang out with each other.
The therapist says I'm right every time.
You know, maybe stay married, but get like separate houses or something. I don't know. Communicate on the phone. Just don't see each other. You guys got to do something.
Lauren should move up to New York.
What do you think, Rocket?
I think Lauren should move up to New York.
Oh, gosh. With the Gogans?
That's right.
That's a sitcom.
Who gets Cooper?
The Gogans and Lauren and you, all living in one tiny, cramped apartment. There's just enough love to keep you guys going week after week.
Actually, that sounds like a good idea.
Again. I'm going to pitch it.
To the Speed Channel.
Maybe Lauren should start going to hang out at Howard University or something. Get back those Tyrone guys.
Oh, ho!
What do you think?
I don't know what that means.
Yeah.
I don't really think I do either.
But, yeah, dude, I'm going to be up in New York next month.
Nice.
So we'll have to hang out.
Yeah. Right.
Or not really.
So the movie's called Dale?
It's called Dale. It's about... It's about Dale Earnhardt. But I promise you, you could give a flying fuck about racing.
Right.
And I promise
it's
you.
It's true. He's right.
You do not have to care about racing.
Yeah, you do not have to like racing. It is a really good movie.
Thank you, Lauren.
Are there any restrictor plates in it?
I don't know. But look, I'm serious. It's like going to see that Muhammad Ali movie Will Smith's in. Not that that was a necessarily a good movie, but if you went to see it because of the guy, not because of boxing.
Give the website again.
It's DaleTheMovie.com, and it's going around theater to theater in a limited release.
Okay.
I think this week it's playing in Atlanta, and it is coming to New York in June.
It's on VHS.
What are you guys whispering about?
Nothing.
Is it coming to New York in a U-Haul? What? Can they copy
it? It's coming in movie theaters, jackass.
Okay.
All right. But I want you to see it and actually give me your opinion on it. Like, you don't ever do anything for me. You won't see it.
I love you. I'll come see it.
Sure.
Dude, it was cool. Paul Newman narrates it. He's a legend.
I know. He's a good guy, Paul Newman.
Cool Hand Luke, dude.
Word up. So the movie's about Dick Trickle.
Stop it.
What?
The movie's called Dale. www.dale.com.
No. DaleTheMovie.com. Dale.
Or do you think any of the people listening to this are going to go look at that website?
No.
Lauren gets our show.
It's such a waste of time promoting stuff on this show.
We have like two people that pay attention.
I come on there and I'm like, the Fresh Face is a comedy. Oh, you gotta go. And then at the end of the show, there's a plug and all this stuff. And then the people I do the show with, they're all excited. They're like, oh, Rory, you got the plug on Lunatic Radio. Nobody fucking shows up and says Lunatic Radio. I ask every person.
Oh, we didn't know you had to say it. They all showed up, but they just kept to themselves.
Rory, plugging stuff to us on the phone is pretty much like plugging stuff to your mother on the phone.
Yeah, but she goes to the stuff.
Yeah. All right, so it's worse.
It's like plugging stuff to Coop. It's like plugging to Coop. That's what it's like.
Yeah.
That's true.
It's like standing over Coop's crib going, hey, I'm playing the fucking Comedy Cellar tomorrow.
No, yeah, it's like plugging to Coop. It's like, yeah, he's listening, but at the same time, he's taking a shit.
Oh, man.
Well, the thing is, these guys on the Carolina crew were like, oh, tell me when you have a show. I want to go. They'll put something up on the message board. I'm like, hey, here's your chance, dude. I got a couple of shows coming up in March. I'm going to be at the Comedy Zone next Thursday, the Thursday after that. They're on Thursday nights in Comedy Zone in Matthews, if you want to check it out. MySpace.com/RoryVision. DaleTheMovie.com. Trying to have sex with my wife.
Yeah, plug
that's what
that.
I'm plugging tonight. You know what I'm plugging tonight? Let me make a plug.
Oh.
I'm making a plug for Lauren to give me some action.
What do you think, Lauren? Happening? Yes, no?
Not happening tonight.
Oh, come on. I like to plug my Johnson. It's about 6.5 inches of pure firepower.
Oh, now he's just being happy.
Come on. Oh, well.
It's 6.5 inches of high jinks.
Better than the last one. The last one was
No,
horrible.
This one was good. This
six
one was good.
Inches of Dale.
Better than Lauren and I. Sense. What did you just say about Dale?
He's a good guy.
That
you
of
guys are sarcastic little motherfuckers.
What are you talking about?
Stuff, and I can't hear you because the like, phone connection's so bad. All I hear is like fag. And I'm like, what? What are you guys
saying? We never said the... Well, we did say fag, but that's besides the point.
All right, so DaleTheMovie.com is
good. Movie, if you like good movies, you'll like this.
Okay. All right.
My name's in the credits, all right? As director.
The worst plug
ever. Mine's in the credits as fluffer.
Right.
And my name really is in the credits.
Really?
As fluffer. And Coop's in the movie, too.
Nice.
He's actually in the film.
Wow. Serious?
Oh, wait. We're holding him. Yeah.
Yeah, all three of us are in the movie.
Wow.
So DaleTheMovie.com is the movie Rory's promoting.
Right.
He'll be at the Tribeca Film Festival next month.
Yep.
MySpace.com/RoryVision is his MySpace. Go check him out. He'll be playing the Comedy Zone coming up sometime. And his wife is hot, but won't give him sex.
Weird.
And he calls me fat.
And Rory calls her fat.
So
yeah, weird. But I mean it like P-H-A-T.
Ah, that's right.
Gotcha.
All right, you two crazy kids. Go to some more marriage counseling.
It's fun.
All right.
Should be fun.
We need to go to like those marriage counseling they show on like Real Sex on HBO. Like when they go to those retreats and there's like all those middle-aged people like butt naked.
I want to go so bad. Those definitely, we would have the best time laughing at everyone.
Well, let's go.
We would be hysterical laughing.
Let's go and do a drunk call from there.
Nice.
Oh, my God.
All right, I love you, Lauren.
She just laughed.
That's
all right. You too.
Thinking about who else would be at that thing.
All right, we gotta hang up, Lauren.
I know. Okay.
All right.
Thanks for the phone call, and you know, stay cool with each other, right?
Nice, Karen.
Karen, call me every once in a while. I'll be depressed.
We'll have phone sex later.
Rory can be depressing.
Rory, you know what? Have sex with Lauren and then call me tonight when you're having sex and we'll talk.
Yeah.
Ew.
Put the phone on. Just like leave it on the side.
It'll be over.
You always know how to take it to a weird place.
Yes.
Every time.
Every time. Not necessarily funny, just kind of creepy.
No, no, it is kind of weird. Come on, I'm looking for something. Come on. All right.
All right. Right.
We'll
see you.
All right.
Bye.
It's all good now. All right, bye. Are they gone?
Yes, sir.
MySpace.com/RoryVision. Rory and Lauren Carr for everybody. We'll take a break. We'll come back on more LunaticRadio.com show right after this.
Give me fuel. Give me fire. Give me that which I desire.
This is Rich Carzani calling from the Speed Road Tour Challenge, and I am LunaticRadio.com.
Everything. You can end the despair you feel right now. Get ready to write down an important phone number you're going to need to help solve your IRS nightmare. The number is 800-376-9506.
Hello, I'm John Harris, president of J.K. Harris & Company, the nation's largest tax representation firm. IRS problems have a way of ruining every aspect of your life if you let them. They don't go away on their own. The IRS can attach your wages, your pension, your savings, even your Social Security checks. If you owe back taxes, don't despair. Since 1997, our former IRS agents and tax professionals have successfully negotiated settlements for our clients, saving them millions of dollars.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, call J.K. Harris at 800-376-9506. You may qualify to dramatically reduce your tax debt. Call 800-376-9506. That's 800-376-9506.
It's LunaticRadio.com. Across the internet, this is your place for modern rock and great shows. This is The X.
And now back to the show, Lunatic Radio.
Yeah, I'm gay.
What the fuck? These guys are gay.
LunaticRadio.com.
What up, everybody? LunaticRadio.com show. Back from break. Emails at the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNIT, 206-202-5666. Gotta love the new chat rooms. Crashes every week, seems like. I don't know if it gets overloaded or what. Rock is trying to get it up right now. He said he just moved the camera for something. He actually didn't do anything with the computer. He just moved the actual camera itself, and it crashed the chat room somehow. I don't understand how that happens. But we've been watching, keeping an eye on VH1 Classic, who is broadcasting the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame live tonight. And they have Van Halen is being inducted into the Hall of Fame. Not that we really give a crap about Van Halen, but they're just a mess of a band. And I believe Velvet Revolver is the band that's playing their tribute or something.
Oh, yeah. Velvet Revolver is, yeah.
And they do this at the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. They have some other hip band come out and they play some tunes from the band being inducted. And this year it's Velvet Revolver doing some Van Halen. And fucking, who's the guy? Who's the lead singer again? What's his name? Why do I forget?
Weiland. Scott Weiland.
Scott Weiland. Why does he sound like an opera singer?
Try new things.
I don't know. I don't understand it. Here they are. I don't even know what's going on here. Are they doing their own song? What is this?
It's the worst possible cover ever.
Is this a Van Halen song?
Yeah.
Is Slash even on? He's like doing a solo. I don't hear anything. Do you hear anything?
No, I don't hear his guitar at all.
Like he's doing like...
Scott Weiland still on the H?
Yeah.
He had a problem with the H, right?
Dude. Did he? Was that it?
Yeah, it was H.
It was C.
Cock?
Maybe.
Cocaine?
Yeah.
No, it wasn't cocaine. Oh.
This man. Them performing just this song just proves like
how. Aren't they supposed to be a super group?
How sad VH is right now.
It is a super group. Because it's two bands, Stones and Apollo, together.
So there you go. There's whatever the hell that was. That was Velvet Revolver, I guess, doing Van Halen. We did come in like halfway through it there.
The worst.
Are they going to induct? Did we miss? I think we missed the actual acceptance speech from... I saw Sammy Hagar up on the stage there.
Of course we did. What else could possibly go wrong tonight? Of course we missed them.
Yeah, that's about it. I guess this is what happens when you do stuff live on the program. So the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame thing is going on. They're inducting some Grandmaster Flash guy who I don't even know what the hell he did.
He's a rapper, though. Why can't we have, like, Public Enemy be inducted? What the fuck is Grand...
Yeah, I will soon.
What about, who's Grandmaster Flash? I hear his name every once in a sure. while, but I don't know what the hell he did.
He was like, wasn't he like a founding father of rap?
Yeah, maybe he was like the first guy, one of the first to have like a rap song that was on the radio. Maybe.
Right.
But he didn't make an impact. You know, it's like if you're the first person, it doesn't make you the best.
I don't know enough about the real history of hip hop to say yes or no either way.
Uh-huh.
But I think he did.
I don't know. You know, like people like Public Enemy, a group like Public Enemy, they should be there right. before Grandmaster Flash. I'll even go Run DMC, of course.
Well, I think they're doing it chronologically. I think you get inducted on a chronological basis. David Letterman?
I'm watching the...
What's his name? Paul Schaefer!
The live broadcast.
Van Halen, okay? How to get Paul Schaefer to perform.
Should we bring this up?
Turn it on.
Are they going to play?
This is sad.
Ceremony. Michael Anthony, Sammy Hagar playing with Paul Schaefer.
This is live, people, so they're like tuning up on the stage right now. Michael Anthony and Sammy Hagar are going to play. They got Paul Schaefer on keyboards. So we got two people from Van Halen.
Talk about hitting bottom.
Playing
this is
a
it.
Van Halen song. What are the chances we're going to get a surprise and like Eddie's going to come out? No, none?
No.
No chance in hell, huh?
No. Sad.
So there's Michael Anthony. Is it Michael Anthony? He's the bassist. Sammy Hagar, who's got that fucking restaurant bar thing in Mexico that he loves. Something about tequila. I don't even know what the fuck it's called.
Cabo Wabo?
God, you can't see this guy in a fucking interview. He doesn't drop the fucking word Cabo Wabo fucking 80 times, right?
How you doing, Sammy? Cabo Wabo!
Pretty much.
Yeah! Drop 55!
So how's the wife and the kids?
Cabo Wabo! 55! Yeah,
go down there to Cabo Wabo, play some music for the people, Cabo Wabo. Shut up. How about a haircut? How about we mix in a haircut? Fucking Sammy Hagar.
So that's it. So this is the new Van Halen. Mike Anthony, Sammy Hagar, and Paul Schaefer.
It's a good combo.
Alright,
so whatever.
I'm so glad I saw them a few years back.
Who,
Van Halen full, but even though it was Sammy Hagar, it was Sam Halen, but...
Sam Halen?
Yeah, but it was still good.
Which Van Halen did you like better? David Lee Roth.
David Lee Roth. Fans down.
But they sold more albums with Hagar, right?
Is that it? Eh, fuck that. Who cares? It's more entertaining. Van Halen's all about the live show.
See, I think that's a little jaded, those numbers, because when Hagar was with Halen, MTV became really popular.
Right.
When David Lee Roth was with Van Halen, you know, MTV, not so much.
Right.
I mean, MTV was around, but they weren't playing heavy metal music or rock music. They were playing fucking Rod Stewart. They're playing Rod Stewart's fucking one video at the time on a loop. I don't even know what it was. I remember him in spandex with that fucking haircut he has.
Just suck dick.
Rod Stewart is still touring, by the way.
Are we talking about Rod Stewart?
Yeah, because he's got a rod. I like him.
Oh, God.
I like rods, man. By the way, can you Google this?
Sure, let's Google.
Type in the Google. Okay. Go to the Google, right?
Yeah, I'm there.
And type in the pass around girl.
The pass. Is that two words?
Yes.
Around girl.
Right, the pass around girl. Did you Google it?
Hold on. It's search. Yay, hooray, the pass around girl.
The pass around girl. Now,
is
my
this
buddy,
like audio or something?
No, it's just a website of a chick.
Oh.
My buddy Paulie turned me onto this. It's some chick called the pass around girl. Apparently, this chick has tattoos all over her body. Like I think by her vag. Do you see it?
Nope, not yet. Hold on. All right. Go to images.
Her name's Michelle, I think.
We got to get an old woman.
I bring this up because we got to get this chick on the program. This girl this girl has fucking killed her body with tattoos. I'm not saying she has her whole body's covered in tattoos. It's just the tattoos that she has on her body. Like she has a tattoo by her vag that says cum depository.
Stop.
I swear to God. Stop. She has a tattoo on her back by her ass. You know where the girls have that fucking, usually get that fucking tattoo right above the ass. She says, I don't know, I'm a whore, bang me in the ass.
Oh, here she is.
Like, she has that tattoo.
She's not horrible. She's not bad looking.
Rocket, I know, she's not bad looking at all.
Yeah.
But if you can scroll down and let me know, what the tattoos are and where they are in her body and what they say, because I can't see them.
Right. But so on her left breast, it says, I swallow cum around the nipple. On the right breast, it says, I eat pussy. On her, it's hard to tell because it's really close up.
Now, these are actual tattoos on this girl's body.
Yeah, it says, fuck my whore ass.
What? Where is that?
I can't tell, but it looks like, I want to say on her hip, along her hip.
On her hip, she has fuck my whore
ass.
And
then on the opposite side, it is actually. And then the opposite side's fuck my whore pussy. Mm. And in the back, in a very fine calligraphy script, cum slut, but with two T's.
Now, this girl has these tattoos on her. These sayings on her, tattooed on her.
Why?
I don't know. That's what I want to know, and I want to get
her on
the
program.
Oh, then
she's got more, on her pussy, on the left side, it says fuck. On the right side, it says slut. Right, and then four depository only above it.
We have to get this girl on the program.
Wow.
Why would you do that?
I like a big butt or a penis.
Weird.
Of course she does. Her name, I believe her name's Michelle. Does it say Michelle on the website anywhere?
This is Michelle.
Anyway, my buddy Paulie turned me on to this chick. She has a website. If you just Google the pass around girl, into a Google search, you'll find her. This girl has just ruined her body. I don't know how old of a girl she is. I don't know if she's one of those young rebellious girls, rebellious.
Did she start off in a strip club, make some money?
Yeah, I mean, why the fuck would you write that shit on your body?
What's the pass around girl mean? Is she just considered such a slut?
I think that's just what people call her.
I mean, she's got other tattoos, too. She's got, I don't know what you would call those, just, crazy...
symbolic crap?
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
But here's a girl who just wrote the most degrading shit on her body, tattooed on her body.
That's nuts.
What is her self...
What kind of tattoo artist would be like, yeah, sure, come on.
Yeah.
I'll sit down.
What kind of tattoo artist would be like, maybe you shouldn't get cum depository by your mouth. Maybe you shouldn't get that. Not saying that she has that tattoo, but pretty much she has tattoos along those lines on her body, all over her body.
God, man.
How low is your self-esteem?
Yeah. Well, here's one of the questions. When you call yourself the pass around girl, is that a literal or is that a persona? My last job was an 80 grand a year position as a supervisor for RTD in Denver, whatever that is. I was fired for having sex with people I supervised. I found out I was known as the pass around girl by the bus drivers. It was not a term of endearment, I assure you. The term just sort of stuck, and that is often how I'm referred to, and I often refer to myself as such. So she was a whore at her job place.
Do you really think she made 80 grand with those tattoos on her?
I'm assuming this happened before.
All right.
That's what I'm figuring. And then I think she probably got fired.
Does it say anything about how old she is?
I believe it.
Pass around girl. This girl has tattoos all over her body. Just
27 years old, 5.5 feet tall, 135 pounds. Reside out of Denver, Colorado.
The fuck is in the water in Denver?
Your boy! What? I am married to the adult actress, bisexual Brittany, and have been for almost 8 years. What?
She's married to a chick named Brittany?
Bisexual Brittany. Let me do a little Google on this.
Google bisexual Brittany. Find out who she is. This chick is called the pass-around girl. She has tattoos all over her body, just degrading herself. They had little sayings all over her body. By her vag, she has something that says, my pussy stinks. Pretty much. Something along those lines. Just fucking... It's like me having a fucking tattoo by my nuts saying I got a small penis. Sorry, here's a small penis.
She's a chick. She's a little blonde chick.
The Brittany girl? The girl she's married
bisexual
to?
Bisexual Brittany. Just a chick.
Just unbelievable.
She's married to a fucking chick that takes online checks. Yes, bill my checking account.
Join by credit card. $30 for 30 days. Rebuild. Twisted hardcore, bizarre and sadistic XXX content.
So is this chick, the chick she's married to, she's a porno star?
Yeah. Weird.
27-year-old pass-around girl. They call her the pass-around girl. Her name is Michelle. Tattoo is all over her body, just degrading herself.
What does Chris Hansen think about this?
What are you doing here?
Exactly. What is that tattoo doing by your fucking crotch that says, put your load here?
That's terribly sexy.
All right, Chris, stop it.
It is kind of fucking a turn on, but Christ.
Come on.
When you got to live with tattoos like that, like, what is going to happen when this chick, you know, maybe he has a fucking, a rational thought pops in her head one day and she's like, you know what? Maybe I shouldn't have done this.
You can't exactly turn it around.
Yeah, because it's not like she has one. She has all these fucking degrading shit tattooed all over her body.
Right.
What are you thinking? I know you're 27 years old. It's not exactly young. Usually, you know, at 27, you start
smartening up.
You can start, you know, processing some rational thoughts.
We hope.
We got to get this girl on the program now.
Alert, sure.
Alert Jenny Blowjob. We need the pass-around girl on the program.
Hear, hear.
It is just some chick out in Denver, Colorado, who has degrading tattoos all over her body. I believe somebody in the chat room is holding up all the images yes. for the people to look at. Unfucking believable. All right, I got some audio here of a child molester who attacks a reporter who tries to confront him. I wanted to suck Bernard's cock. Not me.
Oh.
But apparently it's audio of an Australian news reporter confronting a child molester. Let's give this a listen and see what goes on. Here we go.
It's important to understand what Jeffrey Leonard is capable of. He lured two brothers, 16 and 13, into his home and his hands. He showered them with gifts and money and even sent them love letters, which are too sick to read out to you.
Now, this is a child molester in Australia who is elderly now.
Mm-hmm.
He's like 60-something, maybe 70-something.
Okay.
And this news reporter in Australia, you know, just pretty much goes to his residence and asks him, you know, what's your deal? Whatever. Guy goes nuts.
The same goes for their police statements. They were systematically sexually abused beyond belief.
I have not.
Mate, I'm not a 13-year-old boy, okay?
Shit out.
You're not going to intimidate me, Jeffrey.
Shit house.
Would you like to say sorry?
Call him a shit house.
You're not sorry for what you did?
I'm not sorry for what I did.
One of the victims has moved to Western Australia to get as far away as he can. Sure, Jeffrey Leonard has served a lengthy prison term, but his victims got a life sentence.
For the rest of their lives, Jeffrey, they'll be thinking about that animal who stole their innocence. Not about the last time you had sex with anybody. That was an evil occasion, wasn't it? There was no consent there, was there?
What are you saying, Jeffrey?
You are saying that you too are a raper. You're enjoying this, aren't you?
Wow.
Holy Christ, is this guy fucking nuts?
Trying to turn it around.
You are a raper.
What a bullshit artist.
What do you say about...
You're a raper too because you like talking to people in interviews. What?
You're a rapist.
Yeah.
Do you think those young boys enjoyed it when you abused them,
yes,
young
I
boys?
Did.
No,
because
Jeffrey Leonard was...
He said, yes, I did.
Exactly.
The reporter asks, do you think those young boys enjoyed it when you touched them or whatever? Yes, I did. They loved it.
It was scrumptious.
Convicted before the sex offenders register was set up, he doesn't appear on it. The legislation wasn't made retrospective, so many of his neighbours have no way of finding out about his record.
We thought he was just a quiet old guy, but I think it should be, like, concerning to because there's a lot of little kids that live around here.
But it's not just the school children who walk past his home that are in reach of Jeffrey Leonard. He's written more than a dozen books.
Wow.
These books you've written today.
Wait, this child molester has written how many books? A dozen books?
A dozen. It's probably just like a giant hole in it to stick his dick in it. You know?
This fucking lunatic.
Radio.
Fucking A.
About molesting young boys.
And that all sorts of things.
Are they about molesting young boys, Jeffrey?
About molesting young boys.
Jesus Christ.
It's probably just like coloring books with his like penis in it. Call the penis by number.
And if you watch the video, they're like face to face, these two.
Wow.
And this guy, this child molester is absolutely insane. He's getting so mad that he's getting confronted by this reporter.
How about molesting young boys? Do it.
And you'll never guess where you found one of his grubby publications. Two of the most renowned libraries in Australia. National Library in Canberra.
Where to
and
go,
the
mate?
State Library of New South Wales.
He loses.
I'm a writer. What I do is I'm an advocate.
Writer, pedophile,
yes.
Child molester,
yes.
He's a Renaissance man.
He's like, yeah. He's a five-tool player.
Yeah.
Grub.
Grub.
What's that? He's jumping at this point. The child molester is jumping into the reporter's face.
Wow.
Like taunting him.
Guys,
the books and their author have a common cause. Ever since he left prison, Jeffrey Leonard has dedicated his life to overturning child sex laws, which protect the innocent.
So this guy's trying to overturn laws that protect kids from pedophiles. Pretty good.
He's got a lot of free time.
Yeah, he's got a sane mind.
You know.
He's got his wits about him.
5 years old, too young.
I don't believe those should be anyway.
Would most Australians want their children living next door to a pedophile who is not sorry for his actions, who thinks it's acceptable to have sex with a 5-year-old, a 10-year-old? That's what you're saying, isn't it?
Yes.
I don't know what's going on in that guy's mind, but I think he's just really, obviously he's nuts and he's a criminal and maybe he should just have one of these put in the back of his head. But I think he really is, during this clip that you just heard, very agitated by the reporter and being confronted by the reporter. Son of a bitch.
That's funny.
The reporter asked him, are you sorry for molesting these kids? No, they enjoyed it.
Yeah. They had it coming to them. With their hairless asses.
Fresh as a baby's bottom.
Wait a minute, they are babies.
Right. 5-year-olds, he says. Ugh. No problem. I'll get it done. God, just put a bowl in the back of that guy's head. He's old anyway.
Was he into the Nambla?
Nambla.
Yeah. Man Boy Love Association?
I don't know about that.
You did?
Well, why do you know about it?
South Park?
Sorry, I don't watch.
You should try, like, you know, pop culture there, guy.
By the way, did you hear about the guy in New York here? Some fucking scumbag in New York who beat the hell out of this 100-year-old.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I saw the security camera footage. Wow, he's just like fucking decking this old lady. And what was she like, in her 90s?
She was 100 years old.
100! 100!
Yeah.
He could have literally just took her bag out of hand, walked out gingerly, and could have been fine. But he chose to just beat the shit out of her. Like she was going to do something.
This 100-year-old lady was coming out of her apartment building, getting out of the elevator. She was in the lobby. And this guy was in the lobby just chilling. I believe the guy offered to help her with her walker or something, rolled over to her and just punched her in the head, knocked her down, and took $30.
Unbelievable.
I have the news story from Channel 2 News here in New York.
It's a new low for preying on the helpless. 101-year-old Rosa Murat, using a walker, is about to leave her Highland Avenue apartment building when police say a man offered to help her using his pink bike to prop open the door.
Wait.
Of course. Oh, well, what? You think because this guy's hitting an old lady, you think he's got some common sense?
No, I'm asking a pink bike?
Well, you know. So he rolls.
I guess if you're beating up old ladies.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying, you know.
You're not really driving a Lexus. Pink bike's pretty much suitable for him.
Instead, he turns around and hits her repeatedly on the head, takes her purse, then knocks her down.
There's a fracture there.
Look what was done to Rose Murat's face. She is battered and bruised, but still feisty.
God doesn't want me up there. He wants me down here.
So God didn't want her to die.
God didn't want me up there.
It's miraculous she survived this sudden savage attack. The disturbing security camera footage is something police want you to see to help them find the guy.
It hit me right here, and the blood just shot out of my nostrils.
And my hemorrhoids were acting
up. Police described the suspect as in his 30s, wearing a hooded jacket with fur trim and riding a pinkish-red bicycle.
Of course.
The funny thing is, in New York, that's like normal. There's like 1,000 people running around. Standard. Pink bikes and 30 years old hood.
Actually, I have audio from the security camera.
Oh, really? Go ahead.
Pimp smack your ass, bitch. You my hooker now.
Get out of here. Trying to pimp her out?
Probably. I think he was. Taking her money and be like, you're going to have to work for this now.
You think Rosa was like, you know, on them hookers?
He probably saw something on his pink bike. He's like, you know what? She can roll for me.
I don't believe
this
it.
This bitch can roll for me.
Get out. I don't believe it.
Well, I feel sorry for him that he has to stoop so low to get money. And I didn't have a lot of money in it. I had $33 in it.
Police say half an hour later, a man matching the description came to the hillside apartment building of another woman a half mile away and attacked 85-year-old Solange Elise, who, like Rose, uses a walker.
He began to beat me in my face. A lot of blood coming out of my mouth.
The suspect followed her into the elevator, got out one floor below she did, and ran up the stairs, confronting her at her apartment door. He got her wedding ring and $45.
I could ask him if he doesn't have a murder, gun murder too. And, you know, something, I am praying for him. What could you do with a man like that? The man must be a sick man.
Well, you're right there. He is a sick man. Christ, what kind of a pussy do you have to beat up a 100-year-old lady and then an 85-year-old?
Someone was really desperate for $30, I guess.
How funny is it that he rides a pink bike?
How fitting.
Yeah, how fitting is it, right? He really doesn't need a fast getaway vehicle or whatever. I mean, when you're beating up people on walkers.
Is it one of those pimped out bikes? You know, like they'll have the chopper bikes now. Is it one of those?
Why does he need a bike? Why can't he just walk away?
Because it's cool, man.
Would you resort to riding a pink bike? And what? Isn't that kind of embarrassing? I'd rather walk.
He probably stole it, Kieran. It's not exactly like his prized possession.
I'd rather walk, though. I wouldn't want to be seen riding a pink bike in the age of 30 years old. I wouldn't want to be some dude in a hood jacket riding a pink bike. I just wouldn't want to do it. I don't care what the fuck I'm doing. I ain't rolling on no pink bike.
What if it was blue?
When I was 12 years old, I ain't rolling on a pink bike.
Maybe it has pegs on it. Remember the pegs? Maybe it has pegs on it. Maybe it's a mongoose.
Oh, so it's probably one of them stylish bikes?
Yeah.
Maybe it's all blinged out?
That's what I'm saying, yeah. Maybe it was one of those chopper bikes.
Right. It says West Coast Choppers on the side of it.
Sure.
I doubt it.
There's a market.
Probably
for
a Huffy.
Oh.
They make Huffies anymore?
I think so.
So here's a guy beating up a 100-year-old lady riding a pink bike. He's got $30 from the chick. I called her a chick. Can you call a 100-year-old person a chick? Probably not. Unbelievable. Only New York. Only New York.
Of course.
And that shit happens every day. Swear to God, worse shit happens every day. Unbelievable. And here we are doing internet radio.
Yeah, right.
Talking about it.
Who's worse?
Well, we'll take a break.
Yeah, let's do one of those.
We'll come back and we'll do some more lunatic radio. We got a ton of drunk calls for you people. A lot of people doing the drunk calls this week, and we got to talk about some other shit. Bar night, everybody, March 24th, Gingerman Pub in New York, all right? Mm-hmm. Log on to www.gingerman-ny.com for more information. We'll be there at 8:30, Gingerman Pub in Manhattan. If you're in the New York, metropolitan New York area, please come and join us. It'll be a good time. A lot of drinking, a lot of fun stuff. So we'll take a break. We'll come back with more LunaticRadio.com show right after this. Hey, Brittany, before we let you go, can you do a liner for the LunaticRadio.com show?
Do away.
Say like a little liner for the radio program. It's kind of like, hey, you say something like this. Hey, this is Brittany Stevens, and you're listening to the LunaticRadio.com show.
Yeah.
Go ahead and whenever you're ready, go ahead and just say that.
Hey, everybody. This is Brittany Stevens, and you're listening to the Lunatics.com radio show. Woo!
Perfect!
Awesome!
To back.
Rack 'em.
I love you.
This is Lunatic Radio.
Let's bring in Dane Cook. I know he doesn't have much time, so let's just bring him right in. Hey, Dane, how you doing, man?
Back in 1993, I went to a party, and somebody took a crap on the soap.
I love that bit because it's just so random, you know? It's just like out of nowhere. Somebody on the f***ing coats.
And then the idea of... Not only did somebody on the coach, but then the idea of, you know what, if I was the person to facilitate on the coach, then to have like a follow-up of like wanting to kind of let people know that I may or may not have defecated on your coat and apparel. That moment where you lean in and you go, who would do that? To kind of keep everybody wondering, was that you who on my said coat?
Yeah. And once you find out that your coat wasn't the one that got shit on, then it's really funny.
It's those moments that you're like, I'm glad I was at the bottom of the pile.
That's right. Yeah, here's the showing up early.
It pays it out to be fashionably late.
Right. I'm glad I got here early.
That's good stuff.
That sucks for you, kid. Your coat's got shit on.
See, you teach lessons, Dane. Show up to parties early.
Lesson learned. Comedian Lisa Lampanelli joins us on the LunaticRadio.com show. Hey, Lisa, how you doing?
So pretty good. How you doing?
Yeah.
We're doing all right.
Yeah. Good. You know what? I'm doing. You know why?
Why's that?
Because I just got out of the gym so I can try to lose enough weight to get a white guy to me. And now I'm calling some dumb internet radio show with three listeners. My life suck worse? Should I just eat a gun right now? Should I just die of ass cancer? What the is going on in my life?
I ask myself those questions every day.
Horrible.
Nothing beats going from Comedy Central to an internet radio show.
Yeah, and a quick stop in the gym to look at all the darkies who are too hot to f*** me. This doesn't work out, okay?
Jamie Kennedy, everybody's got his new album coming out in a couple hours.
I saw a blog today that said you were having me and Henry Cho on.
That's right.
Yeah, Henry Cho dicked us, man.
He dicked you?
Well, we don't know 100%. Someone just called while we were just speaking to you, but I couldn't take the call, obviously, because we're talking to
Jamie
you.
Jamie Kennedy did not dick you.
That's right. Jamie Kennedy does not dick Lunatic Radio.
And the new album. I'm blowing
he
up everybody.
Not dick Lunatic. Jamie Kennedy was f***ed off in Boogie Nights, but he does not dick you.
Right. Oh, I wish you would have said lunaticradio.com right there. That would have been perfect. Just trying to get drops off of Jamie Kennedy.
We're trying to see.
Jamie Kennedy does not dick Lunatic Radio.
Nice. Oh,
there it is. I love Jamie Kennedy. I'm a new fan now. I'm all over.
Lunatic Radio and Jamie Kennedy go hand in hand. Jamie Kennedy f***s off on Lunatic Radio.
Nice.
Can you work that out for us? That'll be some radio golf. It's the owner of the Moonlight Bunny Ranch, Dennis Huff.
Hi, how are you?
Hi, Dennis. How you doing?
Kieran, the host of the show, has not been late in 8 years, so he probably could use a little bunny ranch right now.
Well, I think we need to bring him out to the ranch and turn him loose.
We'll
let
the girls.
No,
bring him out to the ranch and turn me loose, Daddy.
Yeah.
In 8 years. Wow. You know what? The girls will pass him around like a raffle ticket.
Bravo.
Like fun. But we're all winners.
That's right.
Well, what's the deal? Why you been holding out? You holding up?
Oh, did we lose him? Oh, my God. We just lost Dennis Huff. We just had him on the air. We're doing great.
Wow. I didn't even touch it.
Unbelievable. Our phone's cut out. Oh. Well, we'll try to get him back on here. That was going awesome, too.
Yeah.
Holy Christ. All right. We called Dennis back.
Lunatic Radio, can I help you?
It's lunaticradio.com.
The sun used to make our outdoor deck and patio space so hot and uncomfortable, we couldn't use it. But then we discovered the Sunsetter Retractable Awning.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
Our Sunsetter Retractable Awning is built to last. It opens and closes in just 60 seconds and keeps our deck about 20 degrees cooler.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
It provides instant shade and protection from the sun.
Tell them about the discount, Harry.
And our Sunsetter costs less than $600.
Harry!
All right. But now you can call and get a special $200 discount certificate so your Sunsetter can cost as little as $398.
Good, Harry.
Call now and Sunsetter will rush you this $200 discount certificate along with a free DVD that tells you the whole Sunsetter story. Enjoy your deck or patio more this summer and save with a Sunsetter retractable awning.
Call 1-800-322-1405 for your free Sunsetter DVD and $200 discount certificate. Call 1-800-322-1405. 1-800-322-1405.
Comedy, beer, smut, talk. It's lunaticradio.com.
Come to me.
Word up, Godsmack. Good stuff.
Well said, we have to talk over this call.
Word them up, everybody. LunaticRadio.com show. Kieran Rock in the studio. Email us to the show, LunaticRadio.com. Drunk call hotline, 206-202-LUNETS, 206-202-5666. Of course, if you're listening on the podcast, you've realized no Kate Frost today, but I hope Kate's doing well. Probably not having a good day today.
I don't like it at
all.
The MP3, though, here, not the podcast, remember. We're not using that anymore.
That's right, the MP3.
What's the habit? Say the MP3.
MP3, everybody. By the way, I won't talk about it now. I'll talk about it later.
Oh, what a teaser!
Nothing. I don't think it played in the break yet. Oh. What I did was I put an old clip of. I don't even know if you were on the show when we did this.
Whoa.
Back in the day, I went on a blind date to Atlantic City to meet this chick.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
And you know, obviously at the time, I believe at the time I was 5 years deep into the sexless drought.
Right.
And we did the State of the Streak address.
Yep.
You know how like the president does the State of the Union or whatever.
I remember this.
The governor does the State of the State.
With your awful reverb.
Yeah. We did the State of the Streak address and I believe it plays during one of the breaks today. I put it in one of the breaks. So if the people want to know what that's about. You know what? I'll play it now. Fuck
man,
it.
Come on.
I have the State of the Streak thing here. This is something we did on the radio program. And this is not like the bit or anything. This is actually the clip itself. We did the State of the Streak address after my trip to Atlantic City to go on this blind date with this chick that I actually met on the internet. This is my first internet meeting of a chick. The only one I've ever done. And this is what we put this piece together, I guess, when I got back from my my trip. I don't know. I'll just play it and we'll fuck it.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Maybe seated. Thank you. Fellow listeners, fans, distinguished guests, or tools in the studio. I'm Kieran McCann, have struggled with the sexless drought for 1,397 days. Fucking hey.
When you put it that way, when you put it in days. Oh,
you actually counted it out.
I did.
And in this time, I've been plagued with bad porn and depressing encounters with unwilling females. I've come to realize that I suffer from a rare debilitating disease called cute friend.
Still suffer from that disease. Not so cute anymore, though. Kind of burly and
kind of nasty.
Weird.
This vicious virus is seemingly incurable, according to many medical specialists.
Is it?
Males whom are infected by CF are seemingly unattractive to pretty girls, but are cute enough to be their friend. Many studies and research conducted by the medical community cite that the cause of cute friend is a result of small penis and politeness.
Small penis.
This is our production work, circa what, 2002?
Yeah.
This past weekend, I stumbled upon a rare opportunity in my drought.
Here we go.
A date.
Oh.
Ding, ding.
This was not just your regular dinner and a movie evening. No, I was asked to travel a long distance and spend the night with a female alone.
And isn't it ironic?
Now, to the average male, this would seem like a sure thing. I thought so too. But over the course of the evening, the CF took over, and I slipped right into the friend zone.
Love the friend zone, by the way. Still love
it. Yes, it's true. This man has no dick.
All right. This weekend's turmoil didn't come without any repercussions. As of Monday morning, my penis filed for divorce from my body, citing irreconcilable differences, lack of vagina, neglect, and chronic abuse caused by blue balls.
Blue balls.
This is me trying to be funny.
Blue ball. Blue balls.
Ball four.
So I stand before you now and proclaim the state of the streak is strong. Full steam ahead. 1,397 days and counting. I didn't receive any loving this weekend.
Ball four. Ball eight. Low, and Vaughn has walked the bases loaded on 12 straight pitches.
Wow. And just to think that, what, how many years after that? Three more years?
Yeah.
Three more years without getting sex after that one. After that.
You suck.
After that date in Atlantic City, or wherever it was. Chick was hot, though. I don't remember her name. No, I don't. I don't even remember.
Was she like, didn't she like not too long after get pregnant?
Yeah, I think so. She was smoking. Nah, she wasn't like smoking, but she was hot.
Yeah. Attractive.
She had huge fun bags.
An attractive broad.
Closest I got to some interaction in that whole date scenario was, I think I slept on her couch, and then in the morning I got up and I went and slept in her bed next to her, and that was the closest thing. Then she did some like karate move on me, like playing around. That was about it. Nothing like traveling 180 miles to get a leg fucking lock put on you. That's about it. That's what I got out of that one.
Post game show is brought to you by Christ. I can't find it. The hell with it.
Yeah.
Everyone else has had more sex than me. Everyone else has had more sex than me.
Yep. Story of my life. All right. So what are we gonna do? Drunk calls?
What? I gotta call you out on this because I didn't mean to, but I went to check the mail to see if I found out anything. And it's like, what are you doing? You're getting messages from Soccer Girl?
What are you talking about?
A private message. You've received a new private message to your account on Soccer Girl Incorporated. What are you doing? And it says at the bottom, God, you're hot. What do you got going on?
Soccer Girl?
Yes. Don't play dumb.
I know. I don't know what that's about.
Yeah.
Wait, is it new?
Yeah, it was at the top.
It was
red already, but it was
Soccer Girl is a girl who has a podcast. She's kind of popular podcaster. I probably joined her message board or something when
but you got a private message.
I'll read it.
I can't. You got to log in.
I don't know my login information.
You got to be kidding me.
By the way, I had an idea during the week. It's kind of a half a thought. Do you think we should try to set up a public MySpace account? Meaning, set up an account right here on the show.
Right.
And just give the information out to everybody so they can just go on whenever they want.
It's a cool idea. The thing is, though, because I don't want people to, like, lose the priority of, the show's
MySpace page. It's kind of like an experiment. I just want to see how long it would last.
What the hell? Why not? We do it on the show?
We'll do it right now.
All right. Well, I'm trying to figure out the password. Hold on. I'm getting the password. I want to find out what the private message you got.
Yeah, I do, too. Soccer Girl from Soccer Girl Incorporated.
I think you're lying to me.
I don't know her at all.
I think you're trying to get her on. You're trying to, like, work it with her. You're trying to get rid of me.
Honestly, I probably joined her. I don't know. I don't remember when I joined it, but I'm assuming I probably joined it, her message board thing, when she was going to come on the show so I could, check out her message board and see what the hell's going on. Let's find out information about her. You know, when you have these people on the radio program, Rock, you need to find out shit about them.
Hey, what happened?
And if there's an ability to do that, this person has a website, the guest you're going to have on the radio program has a website, probably a good idea to go check out their website to see what they're all about.
I'll have to activate it.
stupid activation.
So Rock is trying to... apparently, I got a private message from Soccer Girl from Soccer Girl Incorporated. She's a podcaster. Saw her at the Podcasting Expo in California. She was
on... Did we really? We were still not paying attention.
She was on something when we saw her. And it wasn't high on life.
Okay, here we go. Hey, you have no new messages. What the hell?
It's a goof.
I think you already checked it, Kieran.
I didn't, dude. I don't know anything about her. I had never talked to her other than on the show. And when she was on the show, you talked to her because you bitched about her about the podcasting thing.
And you did put her in the MySpace friends, but I took it off.
I did put her in the MySpace friends because I screwed up the MySpace thing. Why do we have to talk about this on the radio program? Because it's so pointless.
Is it?
It is.
I think it's something interesting.
We're talking about our fucking friends list on MySpace. I don't give a shit. No one cares.
Yeah, they do.
Let's talk about the fucking thing at hand here.
Okay.
Public MySpace account. Let's do it. Can you quickly, I don't know, sign up for an email account somewhere. Yahoo.
Okay.
Sign up for an email account. Let me know when you got
this on air.
We'll do this all on air.
This is going to take a little while.
Will it?
I think so. I got to fill out a lot of
information. Maybe we'll do it during break.
Yeah, this is a lot of information.
Well, start it now and I'll talk about it.
What's the first name?
I don't know. Let's make one up.
I'm asking. What's the first name?
First name that we should put on there.
Yeah, this isn't the username. We got to create the ID first.
All right, let's Rackham.
Rackham. What's the last name? Oh, would the last name be E-M? M?
Yeah. Rackham.
Okay.
We're creating a public MySpace account.
Ugh. Oh, shit. Everything's changing.
Wait. Are you on MySpace now?
No. Yes, I am.
Well, we need an email.
Oh, wait. I changed. Yeah, I'm creating it. You gotta create a user ID.
We're doing a little experiment. We're going to have a public MySpace account where we're going to let everybody who listens to this program know the login information.
Gender.
We are male.
Yahoo ID. Here we go.
Yahoo ID.
What will it be? What's something reference with the show? Bernard's cock.
Bernard's cock. Bernard's cock. That's a good one.
I don't think you could use this. I don't think you could use the word. But it's all together. Congratulations, the ID. Bernard's cock.
Bernard's cock.
Password. Here we go.
All right. Password.
Will it be Lunatic Radio?
No.
Why not?
Nothing has to do. It has to be like coded if it's anything.
Oh.
Password. Password. The password is...
Why does this have to be so difficult?
The password is... Ass-piss.
Ass-piss.
The password is ass-piss.
Security question.
Security question. What comes out my ass? Piss.
What is your all-time favorite sports team? You want to do your Yankees?
Yankees.
Look at them, you got all happy.
Whoever does the fucking security question...
You have to.
All right, security question, the answer
Select
is...
Select the month of birthday. Well, the birthday was just through January 01.
Right. We're creating a public MySpace account for everybody.
Are you going to edit some of this?
No.
Oh.
Bernard's cock is the username, right?
Yes, Bernard's cock at yahoo.com.
All right, we're setting up a public MySpace account. All right, we'll work on it. We'll get this done before the show's over. So stick around if you want to find out what the MySpace...
Hi, Bernard's cock!
you want to find out what the public MySpace account thing is.
All right, here we go.
Stick around and listen to the radio program. Maybe we should do some drunk calls.
Wait, when am I supposed to get you back in on this? Because
once you get one,
go to MySpace, right?
All
right,
now go to the MySpace. This is what we want. We want everybody to know how to get to this MySpace page and do whatever they want to the MySpace page. We want to see how long it will last. The public MySpace account. Okay. This is so dumb.
First name is Rackham.
Let's do some drunk calls first. As Rocket's doing this. Drunk call hotline, everybody. 206-202-LUNA. That's 206-202-5666. This is when people go out during the week, our listeners. They get hammered. And instead of calling their moms and dads, boyfriends and girlfriends, husbands or wives, they call us and they tell us why they're drunk or what's going on. What's going on in the world and during their weekend or what have you. All right, here's a drunk call hotline. The first call comes from a man named Big D. I believe he's from Kentucky. Not sure.
Hey, what's up, lunatic? It's Big D out of Richmond, Kentucky again. I'm not drunk. I'm just killing a little bit of time. My girl just called. She's in labor. I was heading home and had a blowout, so I'm sitting outside of the interstate with no spare tire, waiting on a ride, trying to get back to see the kid. I'm telling you guys, I live in a goddamn sitcom. Anyway, hope you guys are having a better day. Take it easy.
Big D was the guy who called us a couple of weeks ago, said that he found out 8 months into this chick's pregnancy that he's the father, right? Is he the same guy?
I think so.
So this guy finds out a month before his kid's going to show up that he actually is having a kid. And now in that drunk call, he's on the side of the road with a blown tire.
All right, it's set up.
And his chick's in labor. So we got the email account.
Yeah. You ready?
All right, so now we got to do the MySpace thing.
It's up.
You have a MySpace account.
It's up.
We have a MySpace page.
As of right now, yes.
We have a public MySpace page. Yes. Okay, so rock it now.
So when you go to log in on MySpace.com, this is what you're going to type
Don't
in.
Don't go fast. We got to go really slow with
yeah,
it.
Yeah, I know.
What is it?
Username is Bernardscock.
Bernardscock.
At Yahoo.com.
At Yahoo.com.
Yep.
Okay, that's the username for the public MySpace account.
Yep.
What is the password?
SPIS1, because you need a number.
SPIS1 is the password for the public MySpace account.
Yep.
All right, there it is, everybody. The page is up. You all can log in. You know the information. Bernardscock at Yahoo.com is the email address you use. The password is SPIS1. Public MySpace account. Go on there and do whatever. Let's see how long it lasts. I guarantee by the end of the week it's gone. All right, here's Connecticut J, everybody.
What up, motherfuckers? Connecticut J calling in. It's like, I don't know, maybe 11 or something like that. Anyways, dude, I'm down in Orlando, Florida, visiting the familia. As the Spanish people would say. And I'm fucking hammered. Fucking whatever time I said it was before. I'm at Friendly Confines hanging out with my brother, who is in the Navy. He came home for a little bit. Anyways, I was going to say that if I'm hearing this message, I should be hanging out with John, the beer wizard from Orlando. I don't know. We don't know what's going on with that cat, man. He's crazy. Hopefully I'm not taped up to a fucking wall or strapped to a fucking chair with this kid, man. He's a little nut job, but anyway, man, I'm just hollering out saying what up. I want to let everybody know that coming up on the 24th, you know, everybody, I'm getting a hotel or whatever, and if you guys are interested, you know, post up on the board, let me know what's going on, and Rocket, yeah. You know, you're not as cool as you think you are, dude. You're not this. You're a side pimp, dude. I'm full time running this shit, dude. I'm just, you know, I'm springboarding off of this shit.
This is a springboarding.
I'm fucking hammer, dude. Okay. Well, this is Connecticut J, and I'm calling in live from Orlando, Florida, outside of this bar, and
calling in live.
Yeah, I'm a big douche. So
as you speak into the phone, is it somehow tape delayed?
Oh yeah, tell me to be see what ho was.
That is such a pointless thing to say when you're doing a phone, leaving a voicemail.
Leave it to Connecticut J.
Of course you're calling in live. Yeah, I don't know, it's just a bizarre concept. Anyway, yeah, he mentioned the bar night, everybody. Ginger Man Pub in Manhattan, 11 East 36th Street in Manhattan. The website is www.gingerman-ny.com. It's March 24th, the lunaticradio.com bar night. It's an unofficial lunaticradio.com event, which means we have no liability. Just show up at the bar. We're all going to have fun and share some drinks and hang out.
I got to throw this
we'll
on.
We'll be there at 8:30 p.m. on March 24th, Ginger Man Pub, Manhattan. What's up, Rocky?
I got to throw this on here. There, people already started with it.
What? Oh, the people are already on the MySpace account?
Yeah.
The MySpace, public MySpace account, everybody. The email address you use is bernardscock@yahoo.com, and the password is asspiss1. Public MySpace account. Go on there and do whatever you want. People are already on it. Instantaneously, we just set it up. People are already on it, putting up pictures and things.
Now, let's just say, I mean, realistically, yeah, you could just put fucking Nooney and knock it down, but why? You know, like, don't fucking do that, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you can end this thing right quick, but
it's pointless.
Let's see how long we can keep it going.
What the hell is that a picture of?
There's a picture of a black man in a mask as our user profile thing. Who put that up?
That's our
who knows? We don't even know.
We don't know.
Any, that's the greatest thing about this thing.
Wait, about me, Woot, Suckers, View, Wizard here, bitches. Who do I like to meet? Fat Kev, Mr. Rogers, Mr. T, and Chuck Norris.
The greatest thing about this little experiment is that now our entire listening base, whoever's hearing this broadcast right now, and will hear it on the podcast, will know the information and how to get into this page.
But like the people can
do whatever they want.
They could do to this page everything they didn't want to do to their page.
Right.
You know?
But don't fuck it up quickly. I mean, as soon as you put up something that's copywritten or put up nudie pictures, it's over.
Yeah. So don't bother. I mean, stupid, because it's, you know.
Bernardscock@yahoo.com is the email you use, and the password is...
We already got a friend!
SPIS1.
We got a...
Charles is our first friend. Hi, Charles.
Look at this guy.
Who is Charles? He's our first friend on the public MySpace account. Highlight... wait.
He's like a...
He's a listener. Wow. He's got 26 friends. His number one friend is some guy named RC.
Control.
And his second friend is a guy with who's shirtless named Chris.
Stop looking at guys.
I'm sorry. He guy only has four fucking friends. All right, so there you go. Public MySpace account. Email address, bernardscock@yahoo.com. Password, sppiss1. Public MySpace account. Orientation, we're by.
If this works, Kieran, I don't know. I don't know.
Let's try it. Let's see.
I'll be shocked if this like works out to be something like funny bit.
And not for nothing, it was 10 minutes of filler on the program today.
In my book, Kieran, that's a win.
That's a win-win. That's a win-win situation, my friend. Here is Gummo from Long Beach.
Yo, what's up, fuckers? It's Gummo from Long Beach. How you doing? Got a public service announcement today. You guys know those cans of air you use to clean off keyboards and electronic equipment. Well, if you turn those upside down, they end up being like a liquid. So when you spray it, it's kind of like a Freon. Well, we had a bet at work to see who could go the longest on their arm. And I won, of course, 17 seconds. So the next day, and I'm sitting at the doctor with the first degree chemical burn on my arm, and my skin's peeling away, and it looks like fucking shit. I might send you guys a picture or something. Nah, I probably won't, but use your fucking imagination. Anyways, just don't do that, because it's fucking stupid. And then I got a site of the week. Ding, ding. Youporn.com. Youporn.com. It's the YouTube of porn. This is Gummo, and I am
lunaticradio.com. Youporn.com. Gotta check that out. I've heard a lot about that.
Sounds like fun.
I've heard a lot about it. I just haven't never been there. I don't know why. Youporn.com. All right. How's the public MySpace thing going?
It's kind of like quiet right now. I have to verify the email before it shuts down, because that's one thing MySpace does. You have to verify your email.
All right.
So I'm just doing that real quick.
All right. Okay. Dot all the I's, cross all the T's.
That's what we do here. Hey, put me on here real quick.
Here is Lady Dagger.
Ooh.
Hey, guys. This is Lady Dagger. It's my first time calling the Drunk Call Hotline, and just wanted to let you guys know that I'm about to be in some serious pain, and I thought I'd share that.
Sweet anal sex.
You might like to share in the joy of that. I'm going to get tattooed for the first time in about 3 years, and I'm really nervous. Oh, my God. it's a piece on my back. It's a really big piece on my back. It takes up about half of my entire back, and reason I haven't gone and gotten it worked on is because it hurt so friggin' bad to get this part of my back done, and last time I had it worked on, I almost threw up about 5 different times, and almost passed out as well, so that should be enjoyable, but anyway, I just wanted to let you guys know, and if you're lucky, I might call on getting it done, or maybe afterwards, depending on how bad it is, so I will let you know how it turns out. I love you guys. And I am LunaticMotherfuckingRadio.com. Bye.
Nice.
Lady Dagger, she has some pictures on the website.
She
right?
does.
She's got like
very
a
very hot lady.
Stuff
nice voice, too.
She's from Maine. Isn't she from Maine?
Yeah.
Oh, she's cold up there. Fucking hey, man. How do you live in Maine? What is going on in Maine?
Some people do.
I once, when I was on vacation up there in New Hampshire, I guess New Hampshire doesn't have local news.
Right.
Such there's nothing going on, I'd say. But they, I guess they get the main local news. And you know how, like, if you live in a big city, your local news will always do the traffic report, and they'll show, like, the cameras on the traffic.
Right, right, right.
Like, from the top of buildings and stuff.
Yeah.
This one broadcast in Maine was showing the traffic, and it was a camera on top of some building shooting down an intersection. Just nothing going on. Not even, like, the wind wasn't even blowing. Nothing was happening. And it was the middle of the day. Like, if a car moves in Maine, that's traffic.
That's a big deal.
Like, they get traffic alerts when somebody starts their car. All right, the public MySpace account is going on. We have, well, 3 friends.
Yeah, Tom doesn't count. Can we take him off the list?
Get rid of Tom. Who really has Tom as a friend? Is he a friend? He's more of a prick than anything.
How do you remove edit friends? Here we go.
All right, edit friends.
He's more of a prick.
He is. Because he set up something that now people get addicted to and spend hours on.
He's like your local Coke dealer. He got you hooked on it.
This is great. I wonder how long this is going to last. The public MySpace account, everybody. Well, as public as our listenership is.
Yeah, 3 people.
So pretty much 3 people have access. Let's get the information one more time. The email address you use to log into the public MySpace account is bernardscock@yahoo.com. The password is asspiss1. Asspiss1. So check it out, everybody.
This is what the show... This is what happens when porn stars don't show up.
We're going to do one more break. We'll continue to monitor the MySpace account.
Wow, we actually have something live going on.
As we so finish sad. Up the show, we got a lot of drunk calls. We got 3 drunk calls from one dude. Unbelievable.
Oh, is this the guy?
The guy. This is the farthest away we've gotten a drunk call from. These guys on another planet.
And they were
might
good.
As well be.
And they were good. They were awesome.
They were awesome. So we'll play those. And we'll be back. More LunaticRadio.com show after this.
Hey, everybody. This is Lexi Love, the Triple X porn star, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com.
Thank you. You may be seated. Thank you. Each moment with fellow listeners, fans, distinguished guests or tools in the studio. I, Kieran McCann, have struggled with the sexless drought for 1,397 days. And in this time, I've been plagued with bad porn and depressing encounters with unwilling females. I've come to realize that I suffer from a rare debilitating disease called cute friend.
battle.
This vicious virus is seemingly incurable, according to many medical specialists. Males whom are infected by CF are seemingly unattractive to pretty girls, but are cute enough to be their friend. Many studies and research conducted by the medical community cite that the cause of cute friend is a result of small penis and politeness. This past weekend, I stumbled upon a rare opportunity in my drought. A date. This was not just your regular dinner and a movie evening. No, I was asked to travel a long distance and spend the night with a female alone. Now, to the average male, this would seem like a sure thing. I thought so too. But over the course of the evening, the CF took over, and I slipped right into the friend zone. This weekend's turmoil didn't come without any repercussions. As of Monday morning, my penis filed for divorce from my body, citing irreconcilable differences, lack of vagina, neglect, and chronic abuse caused by blue balls. So I stand before you now and proclaim the state of the streak is strong. Full steam ahead. 1,397 days and counting. I didn't receive any loving this weekend.
A second to give to me.
It's lunaticradio.com.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself. Please call right now and let me send you a powerful free tape that could change your life.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free tape. Call 800-449-5766. 1-800-449-5766. 1-800-449-5766.
A lot of times when I'm playing with my pussy at night and I have an orgasm, I like to lick the juices off my fingers afterwards. Listen to the Chaos Radio Show, Friday nights at 8 p.m. on Cringe Humor Radio.
Who's in control, you or your bills? Hi, I'm John. Do you need help with your bills? If you've got to choose between paying all your bills and buying groceries, you need help. If you take a cash advance from one card to pay another, you need help. If your paycheck won't cover all your bills, you need help. With DebtHelp.com, you're in charge again. Their money management professionals show you how to get control of your financial life again, and it's pain-free. The folks at DebtHelp.com have the knowledge and contacts you need to get control and stay in control of your debts. Imagine all your bills paid, groceries in the pantry, and enough spare cash to go to the movies. You can do that again with DebtHelp.com. Check them out. DebtHelp.com can help you with other things too. Credit cards, mortgages, student loans, taxes, it doesn't matter. DebtHelp.com will get them under control. Go to DebtHelp.com and enter my name, John, for the priority code. DebtHelp.com. One site, one solution.
Have you ever had a diet fail because you were hungry all the time?
If you have, don't worry. It's not your fault. It's almost impossible to lose weight if you're always hungry. Hi, I'm Scott Johnson.
And I'm Steve Bostick. We're the creators of Right Size Smoothies. The secret is a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine.
It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie, it knocks out your appetite, it helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry.
And that's what leads to weight loss. I just talked to someone who ordered Right Size. Her name is Ann, and she's already lost 17 pounds.
Because it's such a great product, we're going to do something crazy here. We're going to let you try Right Size Smoothies free for 2 full weeks.
Just call within the next 15 minutes, and our operators are going to tell you how you can try our smoothies free. See how it works for you, and either you lose the weight, or you'll never pay for them.
Call within the next 15 minutes for your free trial of Right Size Smoothies. 1-800-644-1371. That's 1-800-644-1371. 1-800-644-1371.
Hi, this is Nikki Reed, and you're listening to LunaticRadio.com. Karen, I want you.
Now back to the show. LunaticRadio.com.
Niggas wanna stick me for my cream, and it ain't a dream. Things ain't always what it seems. It's the ones that smoke
blunts with ya.
See your picture. Now they wanna grab their guns and come and get ya. Bet your biggie won't slip. I got the calico with the black talons loaded in the clip.
Yeah.
Rock the rip through the ligaments.
Put the fuckers in the back predicament.
Where all the foul niggas went. Cuts my tattoo,
feel my Beretta.
Fuck what I'm a
Biggie Smalls.
The fuck is better, duck. I bring pain, blood stains on.
Died this week, everybody. Back in 97, I believe.
Packed it, cocked it. Extra clips in my pocket. So I can reload and explode on your asshole. I fuck around and
get hardcore.
C4 to your door, no beef, no more, nigga. Feel the rough, scandalous. The more we smoke, the puff,
the more dangerous.
I don't give a fuck about you or your weak crew. What you gonna do when Big Papa?
I don't know.
For you, I'm not gunning, nigga. I bust my gun in. Hold on, I hear somebody.
You got a proctology appointment.
Nice. Biggie Smalls, everybody on the LunaticRadio.com show. Died 97, right? This week?
Sure.
In 1997, I believe. People say he's the greatest rapper of all time, or was.
Kara thinks he is.
I'd just say he was probably one of the fattest rappers of all time. He was a good rapper, though. Good guy. Monitoring the MySpace, public MySpace account. Once again, the email address is bernardscock@yahoo.com, and the password to the MySpace page is asspiss1. We just started it. Well, how long ago did we start it?
I don't know. 20 minutes ago, tops.
20 minutes ago. We already have a full layout. Somebody put a full layout on there. There's comments. There's friends. There's all sorts of stuff going on.
There's a calendar date where Kieran has a proctology appointment.
Apparently, on March 12th, I have a proctology appointment somewhere.
Apparently.
Can we just say apparently one more time?
Look at this.
That should have been the...
What?
It should have been apparently at yahoo.com.
Oh, that was taken.
Probably.
That song should change the name from Rack to apparently.
REM is being inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
To become an adult and lifetime reality. Thank you, guys.
Michael Stipe. That's about all you're going to get from him. Boring.
That sucked.
Here is Ricky Boy doing Drunk Call Hotline.
Hey, this is Pam B. I'm fucking chilling. And God knows fucking when. Who knows fucking what. Some fucking crazy fucking town. They got some boy fucking Rich sitting here trying to tell me like he's special. He's going to tell you something special about him. And I want all of you to check him out. Because he's on MySpace. He's going to be my friend within the next 3 days. I'll give him 3 days before he's my fucking friend on MySpace. I'll get 3 days. I'll give him 3 fucking days. Ready? Here's the name. Here's his MySpace name. Ready? What's your fucking URL?
Wait, you around all people? Oh, you can curse on the internet, can you?
All right, this guy just asked if you can curse on the internet.
He sucks.
And I can't get a phone call back. I'm just saying.
Fuck, Pamby rule.
Say fuck, Pamby. It's fucking hot. I will do whatever she says.
Yes, what she said. Something about doing whatever she said. Pamby rules.
That's right. I got some boys sitting in my grips right here. I'm about to make him bow down. I'm about to make him fucking send his URL out to all our listeners. About to get some fucking fan mail because he's fucking hot shit. He's fucking chilling. He's cool. He's ready to listen next week. He's fucking down. And I just needed to make a drunk call to show that I was promoting for fucking Lunatic. Hey, boys, wait, ready? Stop, please. Yell LunaticRadio.com. Lunatic Radio. Ready? 1, 2, 3. LunaticRadio.com. Go.
Ball four.
Yo, these boys are fucking losers. I'm about to fucking beat them down.
Just a bit outside.
I'm about to beat them down.
Post-game show is brought to you by... Christ, I can't find it. The hell with it.
On the stream with me, ready? 1, 2, 3. LunaticRadio.com. LunaticRadio.com! I love
he loves the show.
Every fucking day in between, you boys are the fucking man. I love you. Good night. I'm not having a hard time saying goodbye.
Okay, I'm having a hard time saying goodbye.
Just a note, 46 seconds to say goodbye.
Oh.
I'll admit it. I love you boys. You boys are the best. I'm probably going to call in a little bit further. When they get a better fucking call from these fucking bitches here, and I'm going to fucking prove to you what a fucking son calls.
God, she loves the F word.
Out. It's
campy.
I'm signing off. It's fucking...
All right. It's another one. 18 seconds left. Do you think you'll say the F-bomb?
Yes. Twice.
That one? What's that one? North
side? I'll go with once.
Babylon, and I'm signing off. Good night. Pambi, Lunatic Radio rocks my fucking socks off, and it's the only thing I'm fucking wearing. Good night.
Damn, you won!
Yes! Fuck!
I win!
Dude,
I'm good!
With 8 seconds left, she said the F-bomb twice.
See?
God. She's amazing.
Shut up. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Wait, so she was out with guys that night, and you weren't?
Not with guys. What was that?
I don't know. The guy there?
What'd she say? What was that, Friday she called him?
Yeah.
What was I doing on Friday?
Jacking?
No. I haven't jacked since Wednesday, I don't think.
Whoa.
Friday? What was I doing Friday? I don't remember what I was doing Friday. How do people remember what they did like 2 days ago?
I don't.
I can't remember. I believe this is Robot Rob.
We're doing this radio. Listen up. I'm making my voice extra sweet. This is Robot Rob. And, I thought I'd fill you in on the fact that you can, in fact, get hookers in Portland.
All right, apparently you can get hookers in Portland, and I said the word apparently again. Somebody keep a tally on how many times I say the word apparently.
Oh, get a trail of light. Up a flight of stairs, down the street, through the sewers, and through the lair of the hookers of Portland, Oregon. And even though they were getting a bed ready for me, I was like, oh, man, so I ran. And you know what? Give a shout out to Washington Willie and fucking Arizona Steve, because they got me hooked. They're my dealers. And Pam, what? Donde ese es muy sexy.
All right, relax.
Wow,
I can't even understand what the fuck he's saying.
I felt like I was getting drunk listening to that.
Monitoring the public MySpace account again. The email is bernardscock@yahoo.com, and the password is spiss1. That is the public MySpace account. Log on, do whatever you want on there. Just don't fuck it up. Let's see how long we can get it going. Don't put any copyrighted shit on there. Don't put any naked pictures on there. Just get on there, and it's yours. It's everybody's. Right?
Right.
Whoever's hearing this broadcast,
oh my God,
you have full access to getting on there and
what
doing
the
whatever
hell
you need
is
to do.
This? Rock it on the weekends.
There are people just, oh my God, that is, see, that's going to get us booted.
That's going to get us.
Get, delete that.
Come on, guys.
Whoever put that one picture on it, it's going to get us booted. You got to delete that, Rock.
I know.
That's got to go.
Now, someone else, I'm trying to do a radio show with you. Someone else delete it.
Yeah, somebody
but
delete
that is a
whatever.
Funny picture.
Somebody put a picture of a guy, I believe, wearing a pumpkin. I don't even know what that is. Oh, it's a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle mask.
That's fucking funny as hell, though.
And yeah, I know. And this guy's putting his fist up some girl's
How
ass.
The hell is she like that?
I don't know. That's got to get off the page because we're going to get booted in 2 seconds.
Someone please. I love this. Look at the half hand soap.
All right. Here is, I believe, the longest distance a drunk call has traveled.
Here we go.
Here is Shanghai Lee. There is Shanghai Lee from Shanghai, China, calling us from a hookah bar, I believe he said.
That is incredible. That is incredible.
Yeah. Well,
not only did he do the phone call, but he also got a fucking chick on there.
Yeah.
Oh.
Well, in that call, he was at a bar. This call, we'll be able to hear him a little bit better.
Shanghai Radio call in. Yo, motherfucker! Hey!
Maybe not this one. All right, that was very short. He left like 12 of these calls that were just noisy. Maybe this one's a little bit. I know one of them's good.
Yo, Kieran.
Here it is.
Shanghai Lee in Shanghai, China. Giving you a report. British guy, expatriate in China. Love the fucking show, dude. Keeping it fucking real every fucking day.
I love the fucking accents. Fucking crazy, dude.
Fucking.
It's Bondi Pipeline, dude. I don't even know what I said. What did I just say?
I don't know. It sounded interesting. He had me sold.
Bondi Pipeline, I said, I think.
It keeps me fucking sane, my man. We're in a fucking some bar street in China. The hoes are fucking running, dude.
The hoes are running, man. I got myself a Sheila.
There are so many fucking girls here you won't fucking believe. You have got more fucking talent than you fucking know about. You have got more fucking people listening to the show than you fucking know about.
Love this.
I'm
dude.
Here.
Yeah.
Three fucking guys in Shanghai. Every fucking week we're downloading guys. Rocket, man, you're the fucking dude. Kev, Laguna fucking beat. I say it's fucking stereotypical, but guys, it's a fucking rocking show. We're here, we're out, we're in the fucking hose, we're drinking, not Coors Light, but it's fucking Budweiser and fucking Heineken. And guys, gotta say, ever you get the chance to come to fucking China, that's a fucking taxi car outside the fucking bar, beeping the horn. But dudes, you gotta come over here. This is fucking a rocking fucking town. The fucking the vibe is fucking so cool. Everybody here, the guys, we love the fucking show. Pambi, what are you gonna do? Jenny Bojo.
All right, that doesn't get me. There's a guy in China shouting out Pam.
You lose.
Can I take credit for that, Rob?
Come on to fucking Shanghai and we will show you what you're going to do. Make it over here, dude. It's rocking cool. Got fuck all else to say. Out, more or less. But I can talk all night long, but whatever. We're out. Check it out, man. Shanghai, China. You're a multinational fucking podcaster guy, and the show's fucking great. Keep it real. Check it out. Love you guys. All the best. Bye-bye.
Wow.
Unbelievable.
Now that, I mean, he kissed our ass the whole time there, but holy Christ, man, that is pretty fucking cool.
That's unbelievable. Fucking dude in Shanghai.
Shanghai! He's in Shanghai.
Not like Shanghai, Oklahoma.
Yeah.
This is like the real Shanghai.
Is there Shanghai, Oklahoma?
I don't know. Google Maps. com. I don't know.
Is he pulling a fast one on us? Yeah.
Damn it. I almost got away with that
in
one.
Shanghai. There he is, man. Shanghai Lee in Shanghai, China. Shout out to him, man. That's cool. Sounds like a good. We got an invite.
Great. Let's go.
That's one hell of a plane ride. I don't know if I can extend that one.
Whoa. Text message.
Rocket's getting a text message quickly.
It's from Jenny.
Jenny Blowjob.
Jenny.
Text messaging Rocket during the show.
Is the show over?
No, the show isn't over.
Your show's been over for the past couple years.
Shout out to Shanghai Lee. Thank you for the drunk calls, man. Hope you're having a good time over there. Keep safe and keep rocking out. Laguna Beach!
Laguna Beach! Fucking Heineken!
Yeah.
Pam B.
Whatever he said. All right. By the way, I believe the Pam B shout outs I've been noticing on the drunk cold things are becoming like the old Ronnie Bean shout outs.
Uh oh.
Let's not start that because I'll start eliminating people.
Is it the new bum rush?
Daddy doesn't like.
Daddy says no.
Daddy says do whatever the fuck you want to do.
Yeah.
Just don't get me arrested. Shawnee McD, here we go.
What?
Hey, Lunatic Radio, what's up? This is Shawnee McG.
G.
I never called you before. I'm here in Ohio. I just wanted to let you know you guys talk about all the live shit while you're doing your radio show, and that's cool. But, you know, some of us, we just listen while we're doing our shit. You know, I listen while I'm doing my job, working on child support cases. I audit them here in Ohio. And I'm just helping
like
get through my day listening to your guys talk about the funny shit and you know, talking about how you're obsessed with Pam B and Kiernan has crushes and Rocket likes the fucking porn stars, which, you know, fucking understand. And Skull doesn't really have a point, but the point is, you know, we have, there's some of us that I'm never ever gonna tell you in the chat rooms because we're not there, and we just listen, get the podcast through iTunes every week, and just, you know, just listen. We love you guys. So I just wanted to let you know that I'm a listener. I've been listening for about 6 months now. Fuck Ronnie Beans. I started listening right when he was
14. Jesus Christ.
Look at this picture of Pam B now. I kind of get your problem, Kiernan, but you got to keep it cool. I just wanted to let you know that there's people out there besides the chat, the faithful people in your little network that listen. I'm kind of afraid to get in that little network because I don't know any of those people, so...
They're animals.
I'm fucking fucked up right now. I just got back from the bar where some guy told me he was trigger happy and thought it was funny.
Nice.
I don't know what the fuck that means, but...
Yes, this guy, I like this guy.
I'll be listening to your podcast like I do every week while I'm working, so... You guys are fucking awesome. Keep it going. Love all the guest hosts you have. See ya.
I like that guy. He's good.
That was nice.
Showing
him
a
dick. Solid.
He's a Mick. We can hang.
Oh, really?
I like him. By the way, I just realized during listening to Shawnee McDee's call there that Rocket is Smitty with a porn star, and I'm Smitty just with your, you know, average, everyday chick, and Rocket has a better chance of getting the chick than I do.
Wow. Talk about a hidden bottom guy.
Am I fucking far from the truth with that one?
I don't think you are.
Thank you. I win. At least I'm right. Scully.
What up? This is Scully from Connecticut, and I'm fucking drunk. Anyways, this fucking sucks. Listen to your show, and
thanks.
I deal with my fucking roommate fucking some underage girl in the next room.
No, that's not good.
Fucking banging against my wall and shit. Couldn't even enjoy the fucking show, and then, oh my fucking God, now I can't even fucking go to sleep. Fucking need another beer for 9. Fuck it. Anyway. Lunar Technician out. Peace.
All right, there's Scully, everybody. Apparently he's got a roommate. I said the word apparently again, and I just said it again.
Oh, Kieran, I hate to bust in here, but one of the people in the chat room, Absent, wants to know, is Richard Jenny still dead?
Richard Jenny, just in. Still dead. Still.
You had a check. You had a check. I saw you.
Yeah,
you had a check. You had a confirmation.
Yeah, it just came over the wire. It said, Richard Jenny, comedian, not extraordinaire.
Get still dead.
Bombed on stage and bombed in a suicide attempt. Even though he died, he kind of survived it a little bit.
Yeah.
And, wow, really bad writing on this AP story. The grammar.
A lot of half thoughts.
That didn't come from CNN.
No.
That sounds like a Fox News thing.
Oh! Oh, wait, I can do this.
You're watching Fox. Shame on you.
Richard Jenny, still dead, put a gun to his face and fucked that up. But luckily he died at the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, wait. No.
Who's on first? Third base? Cut the head, full trigger.
But I feel bad for the guy, man. When you're depressed like that and stuff, you feel for the guy. But, man, how do you not joke about that a little bit? I mean, it's horrible to joke about, but how do you not? A comedian tried to commit suicide, put a gun to his face.
Right.
Shot himself. Screwed it up.
Yeah.
He didn't die. Not until he got to the hospital. When the doctors are like, you know what? Let's just put this fucker out of his misery. Do you think one of the doctors did that?
Yeah. It's like, he's got to go.
She's got to save, you know.
And you're done.
Here is Stat Boy.
What up, lunaticradio.com? This is Stat Boy. Yeah, that's what we'll go by this phone call. Since you guys are live on 4 networks now, you have to be held accountable for your mistakes.
Right.
And I listened to the whole show and realized that you only had, I think it was 2 mistakes here that I have written down.
Ooh.
Well, actually, one's not a mistake. The radio station that Martin Lawrence was on was called WZUP.
WZUP.
Sorry
right.
about that.
And David Banner's real name is not David Banner. His name is Lavelle Crump. Nice, fine African-American name from Mississippi. The Incredible Hulk was not David Banner. He was Bruce Banner.
Otherwise,
you guys did a great show, and I'll call you next time, so try to do better. Okay?
All right, Stat Boy, everybody.
I love that. That's the PTI bit I wanted to steal, and he did it.
Yeah, Stat Boy. Well, those are all things we discussed on last week's program, so he was...
That's awesome.
You know, grading our papers from last week's program.
I will say, that was a bit I wanted to do with the show, but it was, like, too close to PTI, and as it is now, we already steal your boy. But someone did it on their own. That's awesome.
And finally, we have, I guess, Washington Willie. Washington.
Your boy!
By the way, can I just say something? Washington Willie.
It is your show, Kieran.
And Arizona Steve.
They're not from there.
Right.
Washington Steve's from, like, Kentucky. And Arizona Steve's from Oregon.
Can I say that these two left us 26
Stop.
Drunk calls.
Stop!
I'm not kidding.
Wow.
26. Guess what, fellas?
They're my new buddies.
I whittled it down to one.
No, you know what you should have did?
No, I have two, actually.
Oh, but you know what you should have did? Should have took them all, strung them together, and just, like, sped it up to equal, like, a time of one.
Maybe I'll do that next time somebody pulls something like this.
You're going to have, like, 90 calls now, guy.
Yeah, all right. Don't do that. 26 times these guys called.
That's awesome.
I appreciate the effort, honestly. But that's a lot of listening to people talk, especially when they're drunk. Guy, take a break from drinking. Like, I put a message on the lunaticradio.com message board. Washington Willie, Arizona Steve, pass out already. Because it was a little ridiculous.
Because they're going to be on the board checking that out.
Yeah, they were. They were like, I'm sorry, dude.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I got a message. All right, here we go. Washington Willie, Arizona Steve, two faithful listeners and good guys. They put forth a lot of effort. So here we go.
Hey, Lunatic Radio. This is Washington Willie and Arizona Steve. We're here and we're partying and we're hammered. There's a redneck fight in my room right now on my bed. We're playing whether to get hammered here or hammered somewhere else. I'm trying to convince them, hey, don't drive drunk, and you can never convince someone of that, you know? But it's hard to try, so me and Steve are just taking fucking chugging back and Oh, yeah, to Pam B. This goes up to Pam B. Hey, these are your sailors calling.
We love Pam B.
Because we love Pam B. She's so cute, and she's so nice, and she's so beautiful, yet so friendly. And that's why she's a friend and not a girl that I wish I could fuck.
I kind of want to fuck Pam B.
Yeah, okay, Arizona kind of wants to fuck Pam B. Washington Willie would be pretty casual in a room with Pam B. And maybe if so, maybe we would do it. But honestly, who am I kidding, dude? I'll fuck Pam B. All right, we'll call back later. Love you.
Music
Radio. Fuck, nice. Later.
Oh, well, there you go. I can't comment on that one. But thank you for the Washington Willie and Arizona Steve out there in, where are they from? Oregon?
Oregon area. I'm just getting messages from Calm Woman that she's mad at them because every time they're in the area, they don't go see her.
Apparently, the listeners, some of the listeners don't
like
hanging
out with others. They're being selective. That's not how we roll.
Why not? Why can't all the listeners get together and be one big happy family thing?
That's what we do.
I'm not encouraging that because I don't know half of you. I don't know most of you. Actually, I don't know all of you. I don't know any of you.
Right, but we have like...
I don't know if anybody has a criminal record. I don't know anything.
Way to go, guy, with like a week and a half to go to bar night.
Right, leave your guests at home. By the way, the bar night, everybody, March 24th, the Ginger Man Pub in Manhattan.
Yeah, no one's showing up now.
Come on, relax, doof.
You're mean. You're a mean person.
What am I talking about?
You're just saying you don't want to know anybody.
I said I don't know any of them. Do you know them?
Of course I do, because I conversate with them on the message board, lunaticradio.com/board.
All right, how many girlfriends do you have?
92.
Keep spinning those pizzas. I'm going to need it. Feed that fucking family.
Wait. Because I conversate on the mess. Oh, there's that word.
Yeah, what's up?
What's up? On the back.
Hallelujah.
Just because I have conversations on the message board, that does not mean anything. I'm just, you know, being social, friendly.
Right. I don't know what that is.
Yeah.
I'm too friendly. You kidding me? The Ginger Man Pub, everybody, located on 11 East 36th Street, Manhattan. 8:30, March 24th, the lunaticradio.com bar night. It's an unofficial event, so...
All right, we get it, Kieran.
You get it, right?
They got it.
www.thegingerman-ny.com is the website for the bar if you want to check it out, where it is, number for the place, whatever.
I'd say we should keep repeating that whole unofficial thing if we had, like, 100 people showing up, but it's not that
it's going to be me and Rock and a couple beers.
Well, no, we know for sure Connecticut Jay and...
Right, he'll be there.
And Tony will be there.
We're going to be
making steaks.
All right. Yeah. So, Ginger Man Pub, March 24th, 8:30. Should be a fun time. Do we have anything else? Should we do one more MySpace update? The public MySpace account. Oh, by the way, the March Madness is this week.
Wait, you want to try Kate one more time?
Oh, you want to try your Schmidt? Okay. Yeah. We'll try Schmidt.
One last time.
I'm going to try Kate Frost. She was supposed to co-host the program tonight. She couldn't make it.
Give it the old...
We're going to give it the old college try. She said she might call in.
Please enjoy the music while your party is reached.
For 7 seconds. We have record of it on Skype.
Do you?
Yeah, it says it.
I really won't be able to talk to her very long. I don't have much time. But I have about 13 minutes left.
Can't pick it up. It would have picked up by now.
Your call has been forwarded to...
You want to leave it on? I guess not. March Madness. We usually do the brag as a booty thing, but we're going to X-nay that this year because it's kind of pointless and it's not really an on-air thing. So, Rocky, do you have a Final Four? Because the brackets came out yesterday.
Oh, shit. I wish I'd known.
I'll give you the brackets.
64 teams?
Not that we're like sports casters or anything, but I love the college basketball. I follow it, even though I'm pissed at my West Virginia Mountaineers didn't make the tournament. I will pick my Final Four really quickly right here. I will go with, out of the East region, Georgetown.
Patrick Ewing Jr.?
Yes. Out of the South region, I will go with Texas A&M. They are a 3 seed. Out of the Midwest, I'll go with Florida, number 1 seed, and I'll go with another Big East out of the West, Pittsburgh, number 3 seed. So it's Georgetown, Texas A&M, Florida, and Pittsburgh. That's my Final Four. I don't really give a fuck who wins, but I'll pick Georgetown because I like the Big East. Rocket, there you go.
I'm going to go with Mr. 300 and pick my... let me do the Final Four.
All right, I'm going to take George Washington out of the East.
I like Swollen Balls.
BYU.
I'm gay.
I'm going to take Wisconsin out of the Midwest.
I like a big butt or a penis.
And I'm going to take Kansas out of the West.
Hey, I'm the gay guy. Remember me?
And I'm going to go with the 300 and say
I'm
the
gay.
Badgers sweep. They run the table.
And finally,
I can't prove that I've ever been with a woman.
An edger. He's a Petrus.
All right. So with that, everybody, we'll do the hotties of the week and get the fuck out of here on the lunaticradio.com show.
Let's get out of here. It's time for lunaticradio.com's hotties of the week.
I actually have a hottie of the week.
Okay.
Hottie of the week, everybody. This is when we pick a chick from the world's entertainment team or the hottie of the week. It's pointless segment. We do it every week. We've been doing it 7 years. If you want to join in on the festivities, email us at the show, lunaticradio.com, with the name of the chick and the reason why we'll read them on the air. I know that doesn't work because I haven't got one in like months, so it doesn't matter. My hottie of the week this week is Ashley Alexander. She is a production assistant for MSNBC, and she's occasionally on the Don Imus program in the morning. Ashley Alexander. She's an obscure pick, But I got to tell you, if you're up early, flick on MSNBC between, 5:30 and 9, and maybe you'll see her. She's a PA for MSNBC. Don Imus has her on the program reading emails every once in a while. She's a cutie. Ashley Alexander. That's my hottie of the week. Rocket, who do you got?
I'm thinking Maya Rudolph. I saw her in Idiocracy over the weekend.
Maya Rudolph.
Yeah, from Saturday Night Live.
Ooh. Hot. Okay.
Very attractive.
Maya Rudolph. All right, I'd like to thank Richard Jenny for the suicide attempt.
No, wait, the chops are taking Kate Frost's unkempt bush. Out of the week.
I'd like to thank Rory Karp and Lauren Karp for calling in.
Sure.
MySpace.com/RoryVision. And DaleTheMovie.com, believe, right?
Yeah.
I'd like to thank Eric from the band Payla. PaylaMusic.com. And I'd like to thank Race Car Johnny from the Speed Road Tour Challenge.
Yo, yo.
Tune into the Speed Road Tour Challenge on the Speed Channel Thursday nights at 8:30 p.m. Race Car Johnny will be wearing, well, we don't know. He did wear the LunaticRadio.com t-shirt during the filming of this week's episode over the weekend. Who knows if it will be used in the show or not. Yeah. Maybe you'll catch a glimpse of a LunaticRadio.com t-shirt on the actual TV there.
Check it out Thursday.
So Thursday, 8:30 p.m. on the Speed Channel. It's the Speed Road Tour Challenge. Race Car Johnny. And thanks everybody for tuning in. The MySpace public MySpace account. One more time, the email, the login information, right?
Yes.
The email address is BernardsCock@yahoo.com. The password is SPIS1. Go log on. It's a free page for everybody. Everybody has access. Go. Let's see how long it lasts. Until next week, everybody, be safe, be cool, have fun, Rocket. Say goodbye.
Conversate.
Conversate. Next week, Patrick from cringehumor.net, co-hosting the program.
Hopefully.
So until then,
see y'all later.
This concludes the LunaticRadio.com broadcast day. For questions and comments, email the show at LunaticRadio.com. That's THESHOW at LunaticRadio.com.
Hey, thanks for checking out the show. Now, we never expect anything from the listeners except to simply listen, but if you sit on your computer bored or something, help spread the word on lunaticradio.com. Now, you might be asking, well, what can I do? Let's say you have a MySpace page or a website. Head on over to lunaticradio.com/promotions and get the code for one of our banners. Maybe you're a user of dig.com. Now that they have a podcast section, we are on it. Do a search in the podcast section for Lunatic Radio and dig us. Or if you use iTunes, subscribe to the show. The bottom line is, we appreciate any help that the listeners give in helping spread the word of LunaticRadio.com. Tell your friends, find a website to vote for us, Google us, whatever. Just help spread the word, we really appreciate it. And as always, go to the Lunatic Radio message board at lunaticradio.com/board, or go to our MySpace page at myspace.com/lunaticradio and find out all the information you need in helping support the show. We want to take over the internet. Not really. We suck.